It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Welcome, everyone.
What's so funny?
It's National Tell a Joke Day.
Well, let me tell a joke.
Oh, do tell me this is a joke.
Please tell me this is a joke.
A joke. Just a joke.
You know I got jokes.
Tell a joke day.
Joking. Joking.
We got jokes and jokes and jokes.
Ain't no joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's showtime.
Howdy, Frank Show. Welcome to the program. It's Tuesday, August 16th, brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. It's National Tell a Joke Day, so maybe we'll do a little funny girl later. I don't know. Let the ladies tell us some jokes. See if they can tickle our funny bones.
You're a funny girl.
What's not a joke is the CDC.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they relaxed the rules last week with the whole COVID thing. They finally came around to what everybody else has been saying, since we've all been turning to them for, you know, expert advice on how to deal with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all kind of fell off, and then now they finally caught up to us. They looked to us for advice and said, should we care anymore? We said no, and they said, okay, we won't.
Okay, we'll let everybody know we don't care.
Yeah, since the CDC relaxed its rules last week, Bring Your Own Cup Days returning to 7-Eleven next week for the first time since COVID hit.
Hooray!
Whoa. I think, yeah, when they had that Bring Your Own Cup Day, people could bring in like a 5-gallon bucket, right?
Yeah.
Well, or whatever, but they didn't want people's spitty cups coming in and maybe touching a nozzle and spreading disease.
Gross.
So now, yes, 7-Eleven Bring Your Own Cup Day is going to return next Saturday, the 27th.
Well, Frank, if that's not a sure fire sign that things are turning around, I don't know.
I know.
I mean...
Yeah, you could show up with almost any container and fill it up with Slurpee for $1.99. Hallelujah. That's up from the old price of $1.50. Bastards. They normally do it twice a year, but the last one was in 2020. It got canceled for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really allowed to use any container, like baby pools or fish tanks.
Oh, come on. Who's?
I mean...
How do you even get it out of the store?
Hey, I'm going to put it on my reel, all right?
Okay.
My reels. People would do that just to be stupid.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Your cup technically can't be more than 10 inches tall or wide.
Well, let's not bring
anything. My penis can't get in.
No.
I'm kidding. Of course it can get in. Get in pretty much anywhere. A keyhole, it can get in.
The eye of a needle.
Okay. A keyhole is way small enough as a joke.
Okay.
I know it's joke day, Heidi. Simmer down.
Well, I think that was pretty solid.
I know, but you didn't have to top it. I went small enough with a keyhole. You didn't have to go eye of the needle. We could have kept going.
Eye of the needle's pretty
all right,
funny.
What's even smaller than the eye of a needle? Come on, round table. We're going to go, how small is Frank's penis? Let's keep going with this round table of jokes, okay? Heidi, went eye of the needle? What's smaller than that, Johnny?
Oh, a human cell.
A human cell.
Human cell.
That's not hollow, though.
Yeah, but how am I going to stick it in a human cell?
I don't know. You asked me what was smaller.
No, I mean, as a whole.
As a whole. You got to get smaller than an eye.
Okay. Right. You don't understand where you put him?
Okay.
Because he puts it anywhere. Doesn't matter to him.
You're a human pore.
Oh, the pore is smaller than the eye of a needle. Yeah, stick it in your pores.
Yeah,
that's right.
Skin pore.
Give me a little blackhead.
Uh-huh.
Can you go smaller than a human pore?
I don't
pore,
think I
Renee?
Can go smaller than a human pore.
All right. You're out.
All right.
what do you got, Jordan?
A water bear's anus.
A water bear's anus.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. That's way smaller than a human pore.
Yeah.
Microscopic, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the water bear that can live in space. Yeah. I mean, it's so small, space can't even kill it.
You couldn't pleasure a water bear.
Anally. Yeah, he had to go anally.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got? Mitch is here again today. Corey is dealing with some illnesses at her home, so she's not in. But Mitch is here. So, Mitch, what's smaller than a water bear's anus?
I was actually going to go with a mosquito's butt.
Oh, no. Way.
Close.
Water bear's way smaller. So I think, can you go smaller than that, Heidi? Unless you go a water bear's facial pore.
Well, I was going to say water bear's fetus.
Yes.
A water bear's fetus?
His butthole.
Wow.
I'm saying.
You got to go
into the water bear.
We're going and fetus and fetu.
Into the fetus inside of the water bear.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the length needed to do that.
I think, okay, we've gone small enough.
Listen, can we move on, and I apologize.
We can move on. We had our
talking about your small penis, to me, is always a blur.
Our circle joke off?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I don't know if you follow the radio station on Instagram. Do you?
This radio station where we work?
No, others.
Oh. Yes, I follow 95.5 KLOS. Yes, I do.
No, it's KLOS 955. I guess 95.5 KLOS per second. So it's the other way around. It's KLOS 955 for the official Instagram of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they've been promoting the Disneyland invasion August 25th. We've been giving away tickets every single hour for weeks now, and we still have them today. Don't worry, 7:20, an hour from now. Listen for your cue to call, which is going to be some Disney music based on the California Adventure Park. What do you have? What's the cue to call today, Jordan, musically?
I'm starting out with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. I got a story about Spider-Man later in the news.
Not topical.
But they posted, I guess some of the crew went down to Disneyland California Adventure and got some shots of the scenery. So the big Ferris wheel that's got Mickey's face on it. You know, things like that. So you know where you are. You know you're at Disney California Adventure. But they took the still shots so they could green screen us, because we couldn't be down there to actually promote it. You know, like there's a video promotion of, we're going to be here. Be sure and listen to, you know, the morning show and all day long here on 95.5 KLOS every single hour for a 4-pack. You know, that you've heard it 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a video of me and Heidi in front of the green screen, and they got that scene where it's this Ferris wheel, Mickey Mouse face on it. And we got to, you know, do the obligatory, look at this place. This is awesome. But you're standing in front of a green screen. Yeah. I mean,
It's called acting.
I mean, when you think about the movies like Avatar and Lord of the Rings and things like that, it's like, those guys are really, really acting. There's just nothing around. And green is not really that motivating. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's really not.
Let me get me in the mind space. It's kind of gross. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's like slime.
So we're doing it. They're videotaping us doing this promo for the big invasion on August 25th. And I, you know, Heidi's getting in the pitch, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, look at this place. But it looks like, and I apologize.
Oh, God, mm-hmm. What?
Well, what do you think it looks like I'm doing? It looks obscene, okay? What am I doing? I mean, if you had to guess, people, I want you to go to KLOS Instagram right now.
Oh, Frank.
KLOS 955, and look at that promo. And this is what the management and video production department here decided to put up. It looks obscene, but what am I doing? All right, in that video, but it looks obscene. I'm not doing what it looks like I'm doing. But of what do you think I'm doing? 818-955-2955. You can tell me what I'm doing. In that promo video on Instagram. You know, open it up right now. You know you got Instagram. Everybody does. KLOS 955 is the @ for the station. You'll see in multiple videos they posted, you'll see one of me and Heidi when you look at the pictures of what they posted. Click on that. Watch the video. What am I doing? And they posted that. And
why were we shooting?
I didn't know we were like actually shooting at that point. Right. I was just relaxing. I was getting I was getting ready for the shoot. I thought you were running your lines.
I don't run lines. I do it one take and go home. You know that.
I don't run lines.
If I'm talking and doing it, we're done. Let's go.
I
thought they were lighting it properly. I had no idea. God. It's a green screen. You have no idea what's going on. So I didn't know. I was like, okay. So I was just relaxing through it. And it looks like I'm doing something obscene. So if you can tell me what I'm actually doing during that video, I'll give you a prize. 818-955-2955.
Obviously, I didn't notice it at the time, but...
Yeah, I mean, you were looking at the camera and doing your thing, and I was not really looking at the camera and doing my thing.
Doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. And, it looks obscene. Well, good morning. It is August 16th. All right, Dennis has a guest. He's calling up already. Let's see. Hello, Dennis.
Oh, you sounded disappointed to hear from me.
No, never.
No, I didn't know it was you, Deep Cut. I thought it was some random Dennis. I was like, I was hoping it was Deep Cut Dennis, but now it is.
Oh, good recovery, man.
What am I doing, Dennis? What am I doing in that video?
I think you're messing with your phone, reading the text or Instagram or something.
No, I was not messing with my phone. Sorry. Hello, Alex.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What do you think I'm doing in that video on Instagram that KLOS posted promoting Disney?
You're stroking your beans, man. Jacking the beanstalk.
No, I'm not doing that. But I know. Now, it does look obscene.
It does.
Many people would think. Mike, what do you think I was doing in that video?
I mean, it looks like you're beaten off, but possibly...
No, I'm not
you
doing that.
You know this is where we're
going
to be going.
No, I wasn't doing that. Okay. Come on now. It's 6 o'clockers. They can handle it. Rich, what do you think I was doing in that video?
And it kind of looks like you're rolling a joint, Frank.
You know what? It does kind of look like I was rolling a joint, but no, I was not rolling a joint in that video. Sorry. Ricardo, no, I was not J&O, okay? I was not J&O. Wow, I didn't realize this was going to be such a toughie. 818-955-2955. What was I doing in that promo video on Instagram that KLOS955, that's the handle, promoted? Put it out there. Didn't see it and said, hey, guys, something went wrong with that video. Can you guys run back in real quick tomorrow when you're both here? Oh, that's why, because Heidi doesn't come in here but once a week. So we couldn't do it because we could only do it on that Thursday. So we couldn't reshoot it on a Friday.
We did it more than once.
No, we did it once, me and you, and then we did it each individually once.
Oh. Well, what's your individual look like?
They posted one that you did it by yourself, and they didn't post one that I did by myself.
Well, probably
so I must have still been doing what I was doing when I did mine. Let's see. Osvaldo?
Yeah. Frank, you were cracking the beer.
It looked like I was opening a beer. Not opening a beer. Sorry, Osvaldo. Yeah, because they cut off my hands that are below my waist, and it looks like I'm doing something with my hands below my waist. And what was I doing down there? Was I rolling a joint down there? No. Was I messing with my phone down there? No. Was I opening a beer down here? No.
Were you messing with your belt?
Was I messing with my belt? No, I was not messing with my belt. Adam, what do you think I was doing in that promo video?
Rubbing lotion on the skin.
Was it rubbing lotion on the skin? No,
I was not.
I wasn't rubbing lotion on the skin. Jim, what do you think I was doing with my hands below the belt in that promo video for Disney?
You're peeling an orange.
I see it.
I was peeling an orange.
I see it.
You can see it, yeah.
No, I was not peeling an orange. Okay, let's see. You got pouring a beer, J&O. Let's see. Adam receiving H. No.
Come on.
Nala?
Nala?
Nali? Nail?
Nala.
Hey, Nala.
Hey, Nala.
Turn your phone down. Me?
Yeah.
Turn your phone down, folks.
I think it was.
You've never called a radio station before? Should I just tell them?
I think you may.
I don't know if anyone's going to get it. Because, it does look obscene. And I think once you see it, it's hard to get your mind away from that. Yeah.
Were you messing with your mic cable?
No, I was not. Because we had lavalier mics on. And so they mount that on your belt. And it was already up my shirt. And it was already on. Mine didn't even sound like it was on in the video.
It's like a lot of
twisting. My microphone, you could barely hear me speaking. A lot of twisting down there.
A lot of twisting going on.
Denise,
were you itching a skeeter bite?
Denise, what were you? I wasn't itching skeeter bite. Denise, what do you think I was doing with my hands? I look so obscene in that video.
I think you're adjusting your pants down there.
Adjusting my pants down here. No, I wasn't adjusting my pants down there.
Beforehand. You even looked down. You even looked down.
I looked down at it a couple times.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, look what I found. Hello, Edward.
Yes, I think you're cleaning your glasses.
Yes, I was cleaning my glasses. I had them down here, and I was cleaning my glasses. But it totally looks like I was doing something else totally inappropriate. All right, Edward, you won. Thank you so much for clearing that up for everybody. Let's see.
What do I get?
I have a pair of tickets to see Robert Plant, Nelson Krauss, Raising the Roof Tour. It's this Thursday night at the Greek Theater. Do you want to go to that?
Is that on the weekend?
It's Thursday night. I got something for this Friday, though. You want something this Friday? It's Won the Border. Is it Won the Border or On the Border?
No, On the Border. Does it say Won the Border?
Won the Border.
I'm not used to doing those sheets, all
right? See, it's harder than it looks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess so.
On the Border, the Ultimate Eagles tribute. Two tickets to On the Border, the Ultimate Eagles tribute. An amazing concert, Jeanette, through the Eagles song booed.
Really? That can't be right.
Jeanette through the Eagles song booed. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, it's early.
Why am I such a stickler to details?
I mean,
I don't know.
You know, yeah. Listen, who doesn't want to go on a Jeanette? You know?
I
haven't been on a Jeanette for, I'm on a bit of a weight loss Jeanette, but that must be exactly what it is, because it's sure as hell ain't a journey.
All right, Edward, do you want to go to that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, find out what the hell that is and report back, okay, please? Thank you so much. I've never been to a Jeanette. Stay on hold.
Do we have any Jeanette tickets to give away?
No, no Jeanette.
That's
tickets.
A good band.
I still have a pair of Jeff Beck tickets, if anybody knows who that is. Yesterday, I was like, who's Jeff Beck? Is
maybe
that a
comedian? Maybe we have a really young audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really young audience, we do.
And they just don't know.
Well, thank you everybody who played and went to Instagram and watched that video.
Mm. It's once you know what it is, it's so clear. Like,
yeah. And it's so innocent.
It's so innocent. You're just trying to see.
I was trying to clean my glasses so I could see the teleprompter how he was reading.
Yeah!
One take wonder over here.
That's right. One and done.
Today, Wyoming voters head to the polls. Among the races is a high-profile challenge against Representative Liz Cheney, Republican at large. At one time, member of House Republican leadership who was removed from the party post due to her criticism of former President Donald Trump following the 2020 election. Mm. Now, Cheney is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney and enters the day trailing Trump-endorsed candidate Harriet Hageman by almost 30 points. So it looks like Liz ain't going to win. Mm. Yeah, she assumed a leadership position on the Democrat-led House January 6th committee, an unpopular move in a state that backed Trump by 70% to 27% margin in 2020. Out there in Wyoming. It's been widely speculated that she will run for a 2024 presidential bid. Oh, Liz Cheney. Whoa. What do you think, Jenny?
Not in the Republican Party, I'll tell you that much.
No.
No.
Was she going to run independent?
Maybe. She'd have to. Yeah, there's no way anybody's voting for her. I mean, they're not voting for her now. She turned her back on the party.
Yeah, so. She did. I've never turned my back on a party.
I always turn my back. I
usually expose my front to parties.
No. He's cleaning his glasses. Yes,
he's just cleaning his glasses. Don't mind him. He's not gross.
Yeah.
CDC relaxed COVID restrictions over here, but the United Kingdom becomes the first country to approve the use of an updated coronavirus booster yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Clinical trials of the new booster showed strong immune response to both strains, meaning the original strain and the Omicron, with mild side effects. In the U.S., both cases and deaths have remained relatively steady since May.
So, yeah.
All right.
HBO Max lays off 70 as part of the workforce reduction following the Warner Media and Discovery merger. And jury selection begins in the R. Kelly child pornography and obstruction trial. Kelly is currently serving 30 years on separate sex trafficking and racketeering charges.
Wait,
I feel like this guy.
Separately.
He's in court all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we have constantly been talking about him for the last 10 years about how much court time he's got.
Mm.
Always in there.
Yeah.
A lot of legal problems. Better go download I Believe I Can Fly.
Before it goes away forever.
Yeah, pay his court fees.
Texas Midway All-Stars top Maryland's Del Mar All-Stars 5-4 to win the 2022 Little League Softball World Series.
Hmm.
So that means Laverne was knocked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, Laverne lost on Friday, unfortunately.
They
lost to North Carolina, I know. So proud of them for getting that far.
Very proud of the girls for getting that far, but then North Carolina didn't even get into the finals for the World Series. The Texas girls won. Also, college football fast approaching. top three, number one, two, and three, Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia. In science news, this is weird. It's sort of, when you think about the all the bacteria that live in your body, I think there's more bacteria in your body than actual cells that make up your body, which is odd to think about. But that weird connection to your biome and your brain, and are you driving your it, or is the biome driving you? Like, oh, I'm craving sugar. Is that really you, or is that your bacteria in your bowels going, feed us?
Or, you know, you're depressed, and is that because your, you know, your stomach is depressed?
You got stories.
Oh, sure. No, I'm not a depressed person. I mean, come on, I'm delightful.
You don't eat for happiness, like in search of happiness, like your dad drank for happiness.
I guess so.
I mean, don't you think you drink for in search of happiness?
I think I shop more for happiness than I do eat for happiness.
Now you're shopping for food more for happiness.
Filling up my Instacart, Frank, brings such joy.
If you could eat jeans, you'd just be happy.
Oh, I've eaten jeans, baby.
Oh. And a few Susans. And a few Sarahs. A couple Jills. Only one jean, though.
Just one jean. Just, that's all it needed.
Say PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, may be diagnosed through saliva samples.
Say yeah. What?
A study shows a link between symptoms and unique oral bacteria populations. So whatever they find in your saliva, it's like, oh, you're suffering PTSD. So what? That's so crazy to me.
Well, I think
some experience that you had that really messed you up. That
well, I think like
changes the bacteria in your gums.
Yeah, oh. Stress is a.
But like it creates that bacteria that didn't exist before.
If
that experience created bacteria that reflect that experience.
Crazy.
Oh man,
I'm
way too
sober
for this conversation. What?
Like if I have anxiety or I'm really stressed and I sweat. Like let's say I'm at a doctor's appointment or like the perfect example when I have to go get a mammogram. I'm very nervous and that sweat.
Because you're afraid your nipples are going to get hard.
Yes, and that sweat. Smells way different than when I sweat and that's not going on. Like stress sweat, it stinks.
Yeah, so it's bacteria that stinks. That's what's in your pits. That's the bacteria that's.
But it's like I've freshly showered. Everything is good. But that stress sweat is a different sweat.
Wow.
Frank, you got a little Uncle Jim on your lip right there.
Uncle Jim on my lip.
A little spittle. PTSD.
A little spit.
He was making a...
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
It's not PTSD if you like it.
Frank?
What?
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Post-tasty.
Can I get PTGTD?
Oh.
Post-traumatic good times disorder?
Post-tasty.
PTGTD.
Jim D. Post tasty Jim D.
Post PTJD.
Come on.
Get the PTJD. Pretty tasty, JD.
No, my God. Okay, move on.
Oh, man.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry, right, Frank?
Yeah, I miss him. I am an M, that son of a bitch right there.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
You can't come after me.
What's up,
I own all of it. I don't care. Try to offend me.
Well, that's your goal, everybody. Try to offend Frank. he's put the challenge
you
out
can't.
There, 8 Mile his ass.
I really don't care about
you
it.
You can't
either.
Come after him, but you can come before him. Okay?
No, he was a gentleman. He always let me first.
Oh, Frank.
See, you can't stop it. You can't stop
that's
it.
Why
it's a moving train that you just
switcheroonies. That's what we call playing it. Let's do the switcheroony. This is going to be sad news. A new climate model
I'm a climate model. It's the only kind of model I could probably be. Yeah. Hey, look, it's raining.
Yeah, you're a winter climate model. Not that hot.
Please let me be fall, you asshole.
She's a four, but she's a winter climate model. Wait, what?
Oh, I'm dating a model. She's a winter climate model. She's not that hot. You could have given me fall, you jackass.
No, but it's in the stories of the winter climate. Right, no, I could have given you fall.
Okay.
There's a new climate model that predicts the emergence of an extreme heat belt. It's going to be happening by 2053, stretching from Texas to the Midwest. More than 100 million Americans would see days with heat above 125 degrees.
Ooh. I've had some 118 days. They're not enjoyable. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's going to be like, pretty much where the Bible Belt is. It's going to be the heat belt. Isn't that ironic?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible Belt's hot as hell.
Mm-hmm. That's the devil's belt now. Ugh.
The climate model is modeling an extreme heat belt. Heat belts are in this year. U.S. stock markets open this week higher, which is good news. A hedge fund takes $1 billion stake in Disney. Plans to push entertainment giant to spin off ESPN and acquire the remaining shares of Hulu.
Oh.
So trying to get rid of ESPN. Wow, it's great. Just pick up Hulu. Yeah, I'm watching a lot of Hulu. I watched the series Old Man with Jeff Bridges.
Oh, isn't that great?
It's one season so far.
No, I think I looked it up. There's going to be a second season.
But it's only for what you can watch. Oh, yeah, yeah. First season, seven episodes. And so, yeah, I watched all seven episodes. And I was like, oh, man, I wanted more. So I'm glad they're making another one.
Mm-hmm. Perfect casting,
check that
too.
Check that out on Hulu.
Perfect casting.
Oh, really? Love John Lithgow. Also, in politics, Taliban officials mark one-year anniversary of U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mm. Yeah, they're doing great over there now. The economy's booming.
Yeah, they're great. The women have never been happier.
Women are all getting master's degrees, I hear.
Yeah, educated, free, driving.
Yeah.
It's great.
And Rudy Giuliani reportedly is subject to Fulton County, Georgia election interference probe. And FBI bolsters security at field offices following the search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Yeah, the former president told Fox News that the temperature has to be brought down amid a surge in threats against law enforcement following the search of his Florida home. Last week, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security issued a joint bulletin warning of an increase in threats and acts of violence against FBI staff. And yesterday, the Department of Justice unsealed charges against a Pennsylvania man who allegedly posted on social media that he wanted to kill FBI agents.
What these idiots don't understand is they're doing their job. You go to work every day and you do your job, and maybe you do some things you don't want to do, but you're like, well, that's what I have to do. The boss said I have to do it. So that's what you do. That's what these FBI agents are doing.
it's a big coup, Heidi.
Idiots.
It's Biden militarizing the agency of the government against his political opponent.
You can't handle the truth.
So, I probably should have told you about this earlier. There's been a recall of thousands of drinks your kids are probably drinking.
Oh, yeah, you might want to just maybe lead with that.
I know. I'm like 43 minutes into the show, and maybe your kid's drinking one right now before they get ready to go to school, but turns out there might be some cleaning solution in that. So, I'll tell you what that is after we get to look at traffic.
Frank Kramer.
Back to traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
If you celebrate your birthday today, I'll tell you what your kid might be drinking that has cleaning fluid in it. It's being recalled. Very popular drink, but I'll tell you after birthdays. It is August 16th. You celebrate your birthday today. You celebrate with Rumor Willis. Rumor has it she's 34. She's the oldest daughter of Bruce and Demi. Dan Smyers from the country duo Dan and Shay is 35.
Just take
me like a gym song.
And I'll be the man your dad hoped that I'd be.
Let's see. Vanessa Carlton, her biggest hit is 1,000 miles, is 42. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time? You're a big Dixie Chicks fan. Are you singing, Johnny? Turn his mic off for this segment. Emily Strayer from Dixie Chicks is 50. Have you seen the show called The Office? Of course. Yeah, Michael Scott on The Office. Steve Carell is turning 60 years old. Looks good for 60, doesn't he?
He certainly has aged well.
Madonna's 64. Actually, this was our song. Gentle. Angela Bassett is 64. Tim Ferriss from NXS is 65. I need you tonight, 'cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. Come on, Johnny, you know you want to say that. That's one thing I would like to get away with.
Yeah, that's what you want to be saying.
James Cameron, 68. Kathy Lee Gifford is 69. So you know what old Kathy Lee's doing today. James Taylor, James JT Taylor from Kool and the Gang is 69 as well. Get down, get down. Get down, get down. Get down, get down. 69, this is his birthday song. Reginald Bell Johnson, Sergeant Al Powell, and Die Hard, Die Hard 2 is 70. Julie Newmar, the original Catwoman, is 89 years old. And today's National Tell a Joke Day. Maybe we'll let the ladies tell a joke later in the show for Funny Girl. It's also National Roller Coaster Day, which Heidi didn't ride roller coasters anymore.
No, and I love roller coasters.
And it's National Rum Day. I love rum. So. 17 days till Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you got some good plans. It's time for that history quiz, the August 16th history quiz. It is Rum Day. I'll tell you about what that drink is being recalled as your kids are drinking. I mean, very, very popular. I'm sure every kid's had one. Maybe kids are sucking on it right now, but it might have cleaning fluid in it. Yeah. Let's do the quiz first. Get this out of the way. All right, Heidi gets to choose the order. 818-955-2955 if you want to possibly win a prize by getting a This Day in History question correct. The day is August 16th. Let's start deep in history, moving up to the present. Who goes first, Heidi?
I'm going to start.
All right, Heidi. 102 years ago in 1920, New York Yankees pitcher Carl Mays killed a guy with a fastball that struck his temple. His victim, Ray Chapman, became the first and only guy to ever die from a major league pitch. What team did Ray Chapman play for?
You know this, right, Renee?
I do.
No, but whoever picks Renee first on these things.
I know, damn
I'll give
it.
You a clue. They actually changed the name of the team this year. Because it was offensive.
Well, talk about a super clue.
I know.
Yeah. Might as well say the answer.
Was it the Cleveland Indians?
Yes, it was the Cleveland Indians. All right. I'll put an asterisk by that, not a star.
That's fair.
All right. Who goes next, Heidi?
Renee.
All right, Renee. Mr. Baseball.
All right. Well, hopefully I get mine right.
Well, 74 years ago in 1948, Babe Ruth died at the age of 53. What did he die of?
Cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Ooh, lung cancer.
No. Throat.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you got to give it to him.
Nope.
Specifically,
no, the answer
he smoked cigarettes.
What did he die of?
Throat cancer.
Throat cancer. But it's still cancer.
Yeah, you were half right.
Do I get half
I guess
point?
On Jeopardy they'd say, be more specific.
You got another asterisk there for you. All right, who goes next?
Johnny.
All right, Johnny.
Okay.
68 years ago in 1954, the first issue of this magazine was published. The first guy on the cover was Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer Eddie Matthews.
Oh,
Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated. Okay. Yeah, look at that. Three baseball questions in a row. All right, who
goes
next?
I'm sensing a theme. Jordan.
Jordan.
All right.
66 years ago in 1956, this horror film star died of a heart attack at the age of 73. He was buried in his Dracula costume.
Damn it.
Mm.
You
got this.
The guy who was Dracula.
Yes, yeah. The guy who was Dracula. Yeah.
Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi.
Oh, my God, that's who it was. Bela Lugosi's dead. Damn it.
He's the guy I always thought was a figure skater.
No, you're thinking the gymnastics coaches. He's got a similar name, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
The Romanian gymnastics coach. Bela Lugosi. Yeah, I guess legend has it, during the funeral, because he was buried in his Dracula costume. So during the funeral, Peter Lorre turned to Vincent Price and said, "Do you think we should drive a stake through his heart just in case?" True story. I was there. No. Is this Bela Lugosi?
The goose is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled.
Who sang this?
Bauhaus.
The black box.
Bauhaus. Bauhaus. Yeah. Peter Lorre.
All right. Who goes next?
Mitch.
Mitch.
Let's do it.
60 years ago, Mitch, in 1962, this guy was fired as the drummer for the Beatles, and 2 days later, Ringo Starr was officially joining the band.
God. I was negative -8.
Come on, Mitch.
Who was the original drummer of the Beatles that was fired, and then Ringo Starr took his place?
I don't know.
No, give it your best, Mitch. Come on.
It was Pete Best.
Oh. Yes. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for the help.
Many years later, Ringo would become huge in Japan. Let's see. All right, this is to the caller. One through nine, Heidi. Pick one.
Nine.
As Chucks. Hey, Chucks.
Hey.
All right, here's your question. August 16th, 45 years ago in 1977, this icon died at the age of 42 in his mansion. He had suffered a coronary arrhythmia.
Damn,
Elvis Presley.
Is that what he said?
No, he didn't. He said, damn, I don't know.
Oh. It was Elvis Presley, yes. That's who died.
Oh.
So no winner, Chuck. Sorry, but yeah, I guess at the time of his death, Elvis Presley's colon was twice its normal size due to a buildup of white fecal matter.
White? Oh, that's a liver problem. Ooh.
Yep. His Elvis notorious doctor, the pill prescribing Dr. Nick, believes that the true cause of the king's death was constipation.
Whoa, not a heart attack.
Yeah, that was filled with it and killed him.
Oh my God.
Oh, it is time to take a break. Okay, when I come back, I'll let you know what's being recalled. That children's drink, very, very popular.
Kids
you probably have some in your fridge right now since it is summer.
Pack their lunch for school.
Oh, yes, definitely one of those things you throw in the lunch pack.
Okay,
so
before you leave
the house with your kids' lunch, I'm going to tell you what was recalled. Possibly has cleaning fluid in it. That can't be good. I'll tell you what it is after the break.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. You can always text the show, text HF, and then your comments to 68683. That's what 951, the area code, has done. It says, come on, Frank, I'm about to send my son to school with some Capri Sun. Tell me what is being recalled. What popular drink that children consume might have cleaning fluid in it? Well, do not put that Capri Sun in his lunchbox.
What?
Because that's what it is. Capri Sun's recalling thousands of pouches over possible contamination with cleaning solution.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if it's all Capri Sun or a certain flavor of Capri Sun. Just probably be safe. Just take it all out of there.
I certainly hope it's not the wild cherry.
Actually, I think it might be the wild cherry.
No. It is.
But what if somebody's accidentally discovered that wild cherry does take off lime stains in your sink? Like they dumped it in there and all of a sudden the sink was clean. You're like, wait a second.
Huh?
Hang on a second.
Like it doesn't have cleaning solution in it. Does Capri Sun also act as a tasty cleaning solution? Who knows?
Good spin. Good spin is the Capri Sun defense.
I know. I should have been a lawyer.
You really should.
I really should have.
You're wasting your time here.
Instead, I don't want to take a pay cut and I'll work here.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wear a suit.
That's right.
Or you'd be that attorney that's like, I don't dress for court. Yeah. I wear what I want.
Yeah. Rebel attorney.
Yeah. L.A. Lawless. I can see it.
I can, too.
I can, too. Yeah. Elvis Presley died on this day in 1977, 42 years old. Did everybody ever see the movie Elvis? The musical biopic?
No.
No desire.
I did, then I fell asleep. It's kind of long.
Didn't get
it. I missed the whole fat Elvis part. I slept through. Young Elvis I saw, but then the fat Elvis I slept through.
What did they do? They put the guy in a fat suit or what
I think
did
so.
They do?
Yeah. Made him look like Jiminy Glick.
Hmm. Austin Butler's Jiminy Glick.
I'm going to give you the name of a music biopic. You tell me who it's about.
Oh, great. I love this.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Tina Turner.
That's an easy one. All right. Lady Sings the Blues. Billie Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out of Compton.
N.W.A.
N.W.A. Walk the Line.
Johnny Cash.
That was easy. That's why I didn't play it that long. Yeah. Mitch is filling in for Corey today when you make your calls, and you're probably going to be calling him up in maybe 15 minutes when you hear the cue to call. Don't call for the Disney tickets before then, because we've actually put in a call screening algorithm that if you call beforehand, before the cue to call, it'll recognize your phone number, and then it'll automatically dump you and reject you, so your phone number never works again. So you can never win Disney tickets. So if you call beforehand, you know, they decide to invest in this, you know, AI.
Yeah.
That can recognize that you're calling for Disney tickets before the queue, and then your number gets rejected forever. Okay, You don't want that to happen to yourself. So wait until you hear a Spider-Man theme song. Once you hear the first note of that, you can call in. The algorithm lets you come in. Fine. Okay. Anything before that, no. Unless I've asked you to call about something else, like a topic or something like that, then it knows that as well. It's smart stuff. I do have, since it is Joke Day, National Joke Day, it's two jokes for Mitch, okay? Mitch, Peloton announced plans to cut 800 jobs. Employees aren't that upset. Most of them felt like they were just spinning their wheels.
Hey.
See, Mitch has a Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the few people who still uses it.
Hey, Frank?
Me and Heidi.
That's right.
Well, like I said.
Mitch knows. We're riding our asses off over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Looks like you're riding your ass on.
I have had to replace the seat twice. No big deal. Go on. Keep going.
Really? You've had to replace the seat twice?
Go on. It's fine. Listen, when I ride something, I ride it.
Did you melt it? Why'd you have to replace the seat twice?
Smell.
Yeah, the smell is just insane. You know, stressful.
Was it making your balls numb?
It was making my balls numb, so I had to get a bigger seat with maybe a little like opening in the middle. You know me.
That's
I don't know
great
how to
idea,
ride
though.
Bikes. It's a mystery to me.
What?
Opening in the seat for your balls?
I think they have that.
Do they?
I think in the cyclists you see on the street, the Tour de France guys, there's like a small hole in the middle of the seat where your perineum or whatever is supposed to be like sitting in, so you don't pinch it off and cut off circulation to your boys and cause you to go sterile or something like that. That's a
because I
a
will
new
go
thing.
Numb sometimes down there.
What you go numb too? Mm-hmm. Numb.
Not the good numb.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, another joke for Mitch.
Let's do it.
The world population is set to hit 8 billion people. And they all seem to shop at the same Trader Joe's as you on Saturday afternoon.
That's for sure.
See, Mitch also has a job at Trader Joe's. I think he owns one.
Mm. How about those parking lots?
Yeah, but you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it. You'll wait. Nobody has better snacks than Trader Joe's. Nobody.
Yeah, I always feel like it's my lucky day when I get to the line at Trader Joe's, like to the cashier, and I get the one who's not talkative.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, yes! I got the silent one. They're so freaking talkative with their damn Hawaiian shirts on.
Well, they're happy. It's a happy place to be.
I guess so. I guess it's a great place to work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Joke for Johnny on yes. Joke Day. According to a news report, President Biden's $20 million South Carolina retreat is plagued by mold and termites. Also plagued by mold and termites, President Biden.
Yeah.
There's a joke for Heidi. President Biden's approval rating is at a two-month high because Joe stopped talking and Donald Trump won't shut up.
Mm. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned today is National Roller Coaster Day. So if you can't get to an amusement park, just ask Amber Heard out on a date.
Oh, God.
Do you ever have that relationship that's a total roller coaster and that's what made it exciting? Where it's like, if she wasn't psycho, I mean, you wouldn't be in it. Like, part of the psycho made her hotter. And so it's like, oh, I never know what I'm going to get. I love the roller coaster. Yeah. It's exciting.
God. Yeah. Every day.
See, you guys like it and you bitch about it, but you chase it and you want it. It's like, get a girl. Like, get a girl like me. Yeah. You're not getting a roller
like
coaster.
Like you. Roller, you are a roller. Are you kidding
I'm
me?
I'm not a roller coaster.
You're the
I'm
biggest
a-
psycho ever. The reason, yeah. That makes you even more psycho. You don't even realize you're psycho. That's the definition of a psycho. Yeah. The insane don't know they're insane. That's why they're insane. Yeah, they have no idea between right and wrong. They think
No. But I'm psycho about certain things. I'm not psycho across the board. Psycho yeah. about certain things.
You're not sexy psycho. It's lame psycho. It's like, you can't have a Corvette. Can't you be too fast. Can't you be like, get a Corvette.
Yeah. You're like a wooden roller coaster. Old.
Yeah.
They don't even make them anymore.
No, if people don't really want to go. It's only old people go on it for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah.
It's that lame kids roller coaster at the carnival, the festivals.
Yeah.
Looks like a caterpillar goes 10 miles an hour and is up around a corner, then down, then up around a corner, then down.
And then you're back home, and then new people get on. That's me. And I'm fine with it. You're not going to throw up, I'll tell you.
Me and my wife just celebrate our 19th wedding anniversary, and I think it's because that is a roller coaster ride for both of us. I mean, she doesn't know what she's going to get with me, and I never know what I'm going to get with her. So, I mean... For the longest time, I mean, I would have to get home and just walk on eggshells. And then finally I said, would you please stop eating so many hard-boiled eggs?
Right. And then everything was better after that.
Tell a joke, Dave.
That's a Jezel Neck joke about Roseanne Barr. Thank you, Jezel Neck. I'll use it. I'll give you credit. Let's see. Here's a Marvel Universe fan.
Yep.
Because Mark Ruffalo, who plays Hulk in Marvel Universe, said the Star Wars movies are all the same thing. And then he cashed his check on Avengers 15. I mentioned Spider-Man news earlier. In ironic news, Tom Holland is taking a social media break for his mental health. Spider-Man getting tired of the web.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. And isn't it ironic? I guess I never realized that he was British. I saw him in his post, and I was like, it just, you know, it's just always so shocking.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I still didn't.
Very much so, it's almost like
Zendaya.
It's a British that sounds Australian, so that's more like Cockney.
The only reason she dates him is the way he says her name.
Zendaya. I mean,
Zendaya. Oh, I'm doing Australian, aren't I?
No, but it's almost like a Cockney accent. It's not like a proper British accent.
Cockney.
It's very much like when he first started talking, I thought, wait, is he Australian? And then, it's like a Northern England accent, which is very, it's strange. It's different than the Queen's English.
Yeah, I can't do Cockney unless I have my pants off.
And Uncle Jim's around. You wish.
Yeah.
Joke for Johnny on Joke Day.
Yes.
Britney Spears hasn't seen her kids in 5 months, and based on her Instagram, she hasn't seen her pants in roughly 10. Didn't like that one?
I like it.
He's thinking about it. That's why you've lost him.
He's checking her Instagram now. I just reminded him. The Old Town Road. That little Lil Nas X song hit 1 billion views on YouTube. Billy Ray Cyrus hasn't been this happy since Miley slashed the rent on her garage.
Friend of the show. One of the nicest.
A joke for Renee on Joke Day. 2021 National League home run leader Fernando Tatis Jr. has been banned for 80 games after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Officials suspect he was using drugs when they noticed he was the National League home run leader.
I hate the Padres.
What about the, is it Walker Buehler who's out for the whole season?
Yep.
What happened to him?
Elbow surgery.
Oh, the old elbow. Yeah. The Tommy John surgery?
I think so. They're just saying elbow surgery online. But probably Tommy John.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That sucks.
Dunzo.
Yeah.
Bueller. I think they're going to use that joke every time in practice when he's not there anymore. Bueller.
I think he's sick.
Bueller. I think he's getting surgery. Bueller.
That should be his walk-up music. Just Bueller.
Just that guy's voice.
Bueller, yeah.
Let's see. In booze news... Miller High Life is selling alcoholic ice cream.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, we've had those ice pops from...
Drake's.
Those are great. They got, like,
yep,
frozen
they got
pops.
They just have cream in them. Ugh. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you can get drunk off these, too. Miller High Life is selling alcoholic ice cream bars that are supposed to taste like an actual bar. Ooh, yuck. They're called dive bars, and they're 5% alcohol. Whoa. Each bar has beer-flavored ice cream, a hint of tobacco smoke flavoring.
Ew, no.
No, it's supposed to taste like a dive bar.
I get it. Ugh. No, thank you.
A peanut swirl, because any good dive bar has free peanuts. Yeah, I noticed that a lot of the dive bars stopped doing peanuts during COVID. Because people, being all their fingers going in the nuts.
Yeah.
So now maybe peanuts will make their way back. Hmm. It also has a gooey caramel swirl to represent the sticky floor.
Hmm.
The first ice cream bar, original Klondike's, came out 100 years ago in 1922. So Miller decided to jump on their anniversary bandwagon. They're selling dive bar six packs through the site tipsyscoop.com for $36.
Ooh,
so $6 per bar. The shipping could be more than double that, though. Because they have to ship it with dry ice, which isn't cheap.
Mm-mm.
For example, an additional $45 to ship to California. So if you want them here, yeah, so it's going to be about $80.
Say what? Okay.
Wow.
Pass.
You have to be at least 21 years old to order. You know, I've always wanted to have, you see the ice cream truck for the kids. I always wanted to have, like, an alcohol truck. For the adults, where you just play music and you come out and it's like, oh, look, there's, and then you go out there and you get a margarita, whatever you want,
right.
Beers, shots, and just goes down the neighborhood. Yeah, it'd be a perfect idea, but you can't do that for some reason.
Yeah.
And now you could, I guess. You could have an ice cream truck, but all the ice cream has 5% alcohol in it. They combined them.
I'm still getting the rocket pop. That's what I get every damn time the ice cream truck stops. That's what I
get. Didn't you have a rocket pop Dito once?
No.
I thought you bought one that was like red, white, and blue.
Looked like the French flag. No, you're thinking of the zebra one.
Oh, the zebra.
Black and white striped. Oh, memories.
Oh, the memories.
They're somewhere in a trash dump now.
Have you ever wanted to own your own Karen without the risk of having a toxic human in your life?
Hmm?
God, what does this mean?
Karens. What are you talking about? They're actually dolls now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there have been jokes about Karen dolls in the past. Jimmy Kimmel Live did a bit about it. And now there's a Kickstarter campaign where you could actually own a Karen action figure. Whoa. And it comes with its own nemesis, Joe the Manager.
I was going to say the manager.
Both action figures are just under 4 inches tall. Karen is wearing a shirt that says, Live, Laugh, Love. With skinny jeans, and Joe is wearing a red vest, a mask, and is carrying a clipboard. They're listed at $18 each, and you can get both for $34. And
God,
you kind of need
lazy.
Both, because if Karen doesn't get to speak to a manager, who's she going to complain to then?
I just saw a recent video of a lady going off in a coffee shop.
Screaming, top of her lungs. And everybody's like, get the hell out of here, lady.
Frank, I don't know if it's mental illness.
Yes, like, of course it is mental illness.
It makes no sense.
It's obviously self-importance at an extreme level. I mean, I think maybe sometimes these Karens think that they're heroes and are there for justice.
But like, to a 16-year-old kid working at a coffee shop?
Right.
You know, when everybody applauds when you leave, I mean, how do you not go, oh, wow.
Have you ever been a public spectacle? Where you'd realize you were out in public and everybody was looking at you and you hope nobody got it on camera?
Oh, God. Yeah, when I fell at the fair during the Dig Tussie event.
Yeah, you were a public spectacle. You fell right through the Dig Tussie, banner.
Mm. Oh, Renee.
You ever been a public spectacle, Heidi?
I mean, I'm sure over the years.
Made a scene someplace?
No, I'm not a make a scene girl.
Are you sure?
No, I'm like, let's get out of here. Let's just go. I don't care.
Ever made like a move in your car and everyone's like looking at you going, look at this idiot.
Oh, well, I did that not too long ago because I was in I was in L.A. and I had my wife's truck because she had a doctor's appointment and her truck doesn't fit in most.
Great story.
Listen, you asked me the question, I'm going to answer it.
Well, I know, but your wife just doesn't fit the
car. So I'm driving my wife's truck. My wife's truck is enormous. It's ridiculously.
Really? Yeah. I haven't seen this thing. How big is it?
It's ridiculous.
Well, now I'm going to go back to the truck. How big a tire does it have on it?
That's what my point is. It does not fit in parking garages. It doesn't fit in parking garages.
Like 37s, 35? What's it got?
37s, maybe?
Lifted?
Yeah.
Obviously. How high is the lift?
Frank, 3 inches, maybe.
Three-inch lift? My God.
I don't know. All I know is...
screaming she has a small penis.
All I know is... but it gets the job done, Frank. It doesn't fit in parking garage. So I had it that day. And I go in, this was 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I was going to stop at a Subway sandwich and grab a sandwich. And I made such a fool of myself in this parking lot because, number one, the parking lot's small anyway. And now I'm trying to park this big ass truck that I cram in there. And then I walk away from the truck and I see that it's bad and I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
So I get back in the truck and I'm moving, moving, moving. And now I'm holding up people who were trying to get through the parking lot. And I was just like, I told my wife, I go, I'm not driving it anymore. I'm not driving it anymore. She goes, it's not that big of a deal. Just park on the street. Or park, why did you have to park in the parking lot?
Oh. Yeah, why did you have to park in the parking lot?
There wasn't any street parking. See.
You know.
And I'm holding, and I never want to hold people up. And everyone's staring at me now.
The next time you drive it, give us an update of how it went. Just randomly drive at some point this week and then tell us how it went.
So that was me making a spectacle, not knowing how to park a truck like a girl. I felt like a girl. And I was irritated.
I mean, maybe I guess parents would be more likely to be a spectacle in public because your kid's acting up. Then you got to be a parent and everybody's like looking at you. And it's like, be a parent because we technically can't do that in public to your kid. And we want you to have complete blame where you can't blame us and turn it on us. Like, it's your fault. How dare you tell my kid? You know, no, you just don't know how to handle business. Been that?
No, but I always feel sorry for parents whose kid's screaming their head off because you know there's nothing.
Yeah, it's
there's nothing
spanking.
They can do.
Whack!
You deserve. I mean, other than just take the kid out of the restaurant.
You give him a pop. I'm like,
no, that makes them cry
you.
More.
I don't know. It won't. I'll have you pop them right,
Frank.
Because then they'll wake up about 10 minutes and wonder how they got.
Mommy
back
got her coffee in peace, didn't she?
Last thing they remember, they were in the line at Target. Next thing they know, they're in the car. They're like, how the hell did I get out here,
Frank?
No, but I mean,
I just feel sorry for
it's like
parents.
when your mom would give you a little pop, you this the little you knew it's like, oh, okay, I better.
She looked at me, knock it off.
I better straighten up. I just got a pop. Now I'm embarrassed in front of everybody else that I had to get popped.
Yeah,
that's true. But kid, I don't know if kids get embarrassed these days. I would get embarrassed. My mom would go, "You want me to scream?
You're making would a fool scream?
Like, well, my
from
no, she
whole
never had
long
to.
Line of insane.
No, she never had to because she'd say, oh. Because I'd be screaming, bitching about wanting something that she already said no. And she goes, do you want me to scream? Want me to scream at the top of my lungs?
So your mom would like even roll around on the floor in a tantrum and like I'm kids like, do. Where she's like, okay. She's rolling around and screaming. And you're the little kid who has to like, I'm sorry.
There was a video online yesterday. I saw that all these babies or like these toddlers were acting up. And so instead of like yelling at them to calm down, all the parents started to act like them. And it freaked those kids out. All of a sudden they were like, they were quiet. They were staring like, what's, I don't know what to do here. This is crazy. And those kids were so quiet.
Speaking of, kids, have you ever lied and told someone their ugly baby was cute? 818-955-2955. I'm going to take your calls after I hear this music. Oh! Is that the Spider-Man theme? That means everybody who called in before you heard the Spider-Man theme, your number has now been recognized by our artificial intelligence, and you will never be able to win tickets to Disneyland, so you can just stop listening altogether. Yep, you screwed up. You can't follow instructions. I don't want you here. Everybody who waited patiently to hear the music and is calling in right now, 818-955-2955. You guys will have a chance to win now and even in the future because you didn't call early. All right. Looking for caller 13. Mitch is going to get us a winner for the Disneyland 4-pack.
Count them off.
For the caller invasion.
Number 1 for Disney.
August 25th.
Caller number 2 for Disney. Caller number 3 for Disney.
7, 28, 29,
caller number 4 for Disney.
7, 24.
Caller number 5 for Disney.
We'll see you out there because we're all going to be there.
Caller number 6 for Disney. Caller number 7
exclusively
for Disney.
For winners only.
Caller number 8 for Disney. Caller number 9 for Disney. Caller number 10 for Disney. Caller number 11 for Disney.
Slow and steady.
Caller number 12 for Disney.
Oh, now we got it. We're up to 13.
Hey, Frank Show, good morning. Hello?
Oh, they weren't there.
Good morning, what's your name? Sarah, hang on, Sarah.
All right. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
You won.
Oh, my God, I've been trying for weeks.
Well, lucky you. See, you follow instructions well. You waited until you heard the Spider-Man theme, and then you called in. You were calling 13, and that's how you won. A 4-pack to Disneyland California Adventure for August 25th for our KLOS Invasion Party.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who are you taking with you?
My husband and my kids.
How old are your kids?
Car. That's so cool. I've got one in the car with me right now.
Oh, yeah? Are they going to be able to enjoy it? Or are they too young?
I don't know because I have 3 kids, so one of them is going to have to not go.
All right, let's decide now which kid is not liked that much. I mean, if you... Which kid's staying home? You got to pick right now. Oh. It's Sophie's choice. You got the 2 kids that you really like and that 1 kid.
Mm. How old are all they?
What are probably their ages? The youngest. 12, 16, and 22.
You got to take the youngest.
Yeah, you leave the 22-year-old at home.
You leave the 22.
Yeah, but he's more fun.
All right. Leave that 16-year-old at home. They don't want to be seen with you anyway. Take the 12 and 22 and leave that middle kid at home. Because everybody leaves the middle kid at home.
Are they all boys?
Yes.
Oh,
I can DD.
Yeah. Oh, see.
All right. The 16-year-old wants to be
a
designated driver.
My
23-year-old
will be the designated
right
driver.
That's pretty
I say you lock them all in a room with a couple of boxing gloves and
see who comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can draw straws.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. You stay at home. We'll hook you up.
Thank you.
Look at that. Another happy family. But yeah, a lot of these families, I mean, I had a woman DM me, says that she is a family of 5 as well. She's like, we want a 4-pack and I have another child. And isn't like this spread out? We're 10 years difference between 22 and 12. So maybe one kid will be the adult and say, I don't have to go. Mm-hmm. This is all that age of like the family's going, that they will be devastated. They will have PTSD from not being able to go. Their mouth bacteria will be like totally stress bacteria. Their breath will stink the rest of their life because they're going to go to
Disneyland. I wouldn't even try for the tickets.
See, but is that the responsibility of the parents for one of the parents to step back? Just think,
yes.
All right, we got 3 kids. I guess I'll stay home.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Dad's just staying home getting drunk. Mom, go deal with the 3 kids at the park.
Yeah, Dad would probably like... Do the right thing, Dad. Stay home and have the house to yourself from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Even
think
longer.
Think of the things. Think of the trouble you can get into at home by yourself, Dad.
Or you look at that 12-year-old and you say, "All right, how old are you, buddy? 2, right?"
Yeah, for free. Yeah. You're 2.
You're 2. Remember that.
Put this bonnet on.
But Dad,
Dad, I'm 12. Two. Yeah.
You're two.
Forget the one. Just forget it. Doesn't exist.
Have you ever lied to someone and told them their ugly baby was cute? 818-955-2955. Talking to all you liars next.
Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Have you ever lied to someone and told them their ugly baby was cute? Text coming in says, all babies are ugly. It's from the 805. 5% of people say that. All babies are ugly.
No.
So when you're saying anyone who says a baby's cute is lying. Mm-mm. And I think the parents know. I mean, when I had my son, Kale, initially he looked like it was a C-section baby, so he had some weird oblong head, you know, like some cone head thing going on. And he looked, you know, okay. Looks like a baby, you know. Wasn't ugly. I mean, I've never seen a hot baby. Thank God. I've never looked at a baby. Mm-hmm. But damn, baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from my own baby pictures. And that's the reason I was so good looking as a baby was because I had a full head of hair. Mm. And so when you get those babies with full heads of hair, when you say, oh, that baby is cute because it's a baby, but it has adult hair. I mean, my first haircut at the barbershop was 6 weeks old. I came out with a part on the side.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I looked like I had a full man's haircut as a baby. So I think that combination made me cuter than most. But my son's hair, he had a little bit of it, and then half of it fell out, and it was the front half, like ears forward. So he looked like Ben Franklin after like a 3-day bender. And I was like, I remember telling Carmen, I'm like, oh my God, he's ugly as hell. And my parents are getting ready to come out, see him for the first time.
That's when you put a beanie on him.
And you know, I told my parents, I'm like, come on, he's ugly. Come on. I know you can tell me. And they're like, no, he's the cutest thing. They say women are more likely to tell you that your baby's cute when it's ugly because I think, in general, women lie a lot more than men about all kinds of stuff like that. Like, they lie to each other about how good certain things look because they think they're protecting their girlfriend's feelings.
Right, we're being polite.
Honesty is not really something that women do well. And they think they're doing you a favor by lying to you. Oh, no, that's great. You look so good. Look at you. Oh, I love your hair. Oh, I love your hair.
Your hair.
No, you don't. Yeah, 44% said they've definitely lied about a baby's looks before. I just try not to look at babies. Mm. It's like, smart. Oh, look at that baby. No, I don't dwell. I'm not really like, let me see. Let me hold it. I'm like, no, that's a baby. I get it. What's it doing here? It's a bar.
Oh, I can't resist. I have to hold a baby. If I'm offered to hold a baby, I'm holding a baby. I'm trying to find my
baby. You have to wait to be offered? Or are you one of those people that's like, can I hold? Let me hold you. No.
No, I'll wait till I'm offered. But I really want to hold your baby.
Compared to other kids, how cute do you think you were as a baby? I was pretty damn cute. Like I said, I had a full head of hair.
I had a full head of hair, too.
Were you cute? Or looking back at your own baby pictures, you're like, eh.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my baby.
If you honestly judged yourself, you walk up to a family that has you as a baby. Are you saying it's a cute baby? Mm. Or are you saying, look at that baby?
Mm.
Sure enough, that is a baby.
Yeah.
Johnny, were you a cute baby?
I think I would like to think that I was. I think
Johnny
I looked like
a
little elf. You know?
I don't think elves
like
are
whatever
cute.
You don't think elves are cute?
No, actually, I think they're the ugliest of all little people.
No. Oh, they're adorable. Elves are adorable. Mm. Everybody loves elves.
No, that's another
Christmas
lie.
Time?
I think it's another lie.
You think, oh, look at that cute little elf.
No, elves are annoying.
Kind of had like the ears.
Kind of ugly.
They kind of stuck
up
a little bit.
Those ears?
Yeah.
The small noses?
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. No.
Big eyes? Small chins? Ugly.
All right, Johnny, I'm sending you my baby picture.
Okay.
Like, I was old. Hours old.
Hours.
But you couldn't tell. I mean, if we all did our baby side-by-side pictures, like if we were all in the nursery in those little plastic, you know, cribs.
Bassinet, yeah.
then you couldn't pick us out if we didn't have, you know, like the gender color, you know, blanket. If it was all wrapped, swaddled in white blankets and we were all laying there together, you think they could pick us all out? Oh, there's Frank, there's Heidi, or just they look like every baby kind of looks the same. Okay. At that point, because when you're looking through, you're like, which one's mine? You can't tell.
Well, usually we can.
They're like, it's here. But sometimes babies get swapped. You take a baby home, it's not even yours. You thought it was.
That's true. You have no idea
what it looks like.
And when babies are little, they change all the time. Like, that was me at hours old right there, Frank.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I meant.
Thanks.
No. Look at the size of your.
Pants.
No.
Oh.
It's like your eyes up, like your head looks like it has a lot of water on it.
Frank.
You know what I'm saying? Now you look at it.
Yeah.
I was a breech baby, too. So if you can look, there's forcep marks because he had to go in and forcep me out.
Oh, like when he grabbed your lip and nose and.
Turned me around. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Hours old. Yeah, that little sweetheart.
That's not cute.
Like a baby Conan O'Brien.
You see that baby? It looked like Woody Harrelson.
No.
Yes.
It was on Instagram or something. It goes, why does our baby look like Woody Harrelson? And then Woody Harrelson commented on the baby. It was like a little girl baby. It looked just like Woody Harrelson. You kind of do look like Conan O'Brien.
I do.
A little. You got to post that with the pictures side by side with Conan. And maybe people will start that. Because I don't think anybody started the whole Woody Harrelson and my baby looks like this celebrity.
So I will do that on Throwback Thursday and I will do a side by side with Conan O'Brien. Perfect.
Well, you don't have to wait till Thursday. I mean, we're kind of talking about it on
Tuesday. I'll do it right now. You're right. I'll do it right now.
And by the time Thursday rolls around, they'll still be like, who's that ugly baby next to Conan O'Brien? No one's going to even know what we're talking about.
Nobody has baby pictures of themselves. My mom sends me this kind of crap.
I'm not that narcissistic.
Well, my mom just sends it to me.
I don't carry baby pictures of myself on my person. They're probably in
you're claiming to be very good looking.
In a cardboard box in the attic or something someplace. I don't know where they are.
That baby.
It looks just like Woody Harrelson.
My God. It's so great.
So who does your baby look like if you had to compare it to a celebrity? 818-955-2955. And then you post tag us in it. But would you say you're a good liar when you do? I mean, people tell lies every single day, but are you good at it? I mean, do you pride yourself in being good at it? And maybe you convince yourself you're a good liar because you're doing people more good by lying than telling them the truth? Because a lot of people think I'm kind of an asshole because I tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the capacity to lie because I don't want to carry around lies. It might come off harsh sometimes, but it's like I don't want to maintain a story that I told or whatever, or some, it's just too much energy and effort. I'd rather just, I'm in my moment and the truth is easier. So when someone pauses, when you ask them a question, like when you catch your kids doing something, it's like, who was here the other night? Cause I noticed somebody slept in your sister's bed.
Nobody.
That's an easy one. If you know who it was, but why won't you even, just come up with it. Oh, it was about a Gabe. He came over and he crashed out. But no, it wasn't. Ah, catch him in the lies. I can't stand it. I can't stand liars.
Yeah. I'm terrible at lying.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I just tell you the truth.
You do.
I'd rather do that than try and
You know
make
what
up
we
something.
Need to practice, Johnny? When instead of telling the truth, we should practice probably silence. Because I've seen you telling the truth, like, to your wife and stuff, and I'm like, you need to shut up. You're being way too honest right now, Johnny. You're only digging a hole, man. You're telling the truth, but just stop talking. Now, stop talking and omitting is not lying. Unless you're asked point blank a question, then you have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. I plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth.
Only guilty people plead the fifth. Only guilty people.
And only fun people drink the fifth. Yeah, they polled like 25,000 people, and a lot of us have done that about telling people that their babies are cute. But I mean, I guess that's a harmless lie.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of telling them the truth about their baby being ugly? It's like, oh, that baby's so cute. They're gonna knock him dead someday. Even though, the follow up of like, women are so forward when telling your child is hot. You have a little boy, and they're like, oh, my God, look how gorgeous he is. The ladies are just going to drool over this kid. And it's like, Okay, sicko.
Look at those eyelashes.
Can you imagine some guy saying that about Lucy? Oh, my God, Lucy's going to be a supermodel. Look at her. She's going to marry rich. I'm a sugar daddy all the way. Look at that. She's trophy wife already, and she's two.
That's when Johnny does punch, punch, punch.
Wait, what? The women can get away with that crazy talk.
That's where I go. I certainly hope so.
Because I don't want to be paying for her ass the rest of her life.
Nope.
Jordan, you seem like a guy who tells the truth.
For the most part. Otherwise, I just keep quiet.
All right. You've learned the art of silence.
Nah, I'm not a good liar, but I fully commit when I do lie. And I get, because my wife likes to tell little white lies to her friends to get her through like something that she doesn't want to do, but she doesn't want to be kind of open and honest about why she doesn't want to do something. So she starts with a blanket, just soft, hey, we were busy. If they ask, we were busy. And it was just, in my mind, I have to create a backstory.
Right.
So that
right,
if there's follow-up questions, I was busy because, you know, like our laundry machines broke down. We had to go to the laundromat. And then while we were there, you know, we didn't bring quarters. So we walked down to the ATM. And
Jesus, like, Jordan.
I get way too invested in my lies. Otherwise, I can't commit to lying because I just like the follow-up questions that I imagine in my mind are more like invasive than just
telling the truth. Even though they have no right to ask a follow-up question.
I know,
like,
but
I can't
just
make
tell
it.
The truth to begin with.
The people
then I
who
don't
ask
worry about
the follow-up questions, I'm like, okay, none of your business.
Yeah, but in my mind, I'm just like,
because I'm a liar!
Yeah, if it's none of your business, I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm not going to tell you the truth either because it's none of your business.
That's why it's nice to have kids.
It's like, if someone was getting into your business and you just didn't tell them, they think you're lying. It's like, no, it's none of your business. I'm not lying about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Johnny, to your point, I have no excuse. Like, I have no dog. Yeah. I got no kids. Like, when people ask us to go out and do things, like, the only excuse is
I don't have a washing machine.
Yeah, but it is broken. Yeah.
Okay, so there's
he needs to take some part of the truth.
Okay, some part in there is true.
Exactly. I say my son isn't feeling well, and I go over and punch him in the stomach.
But listen, but also, you know, why can't we say just not into doing anything this weekend?
Yeah, that's my point.
What is wrong with that? Don't, sometimes you're just not. It's nothing personal. Don't take it personally. I want to stay home this weekend. I don't want to go out.
That's how
why
I
Why do I have to
friends.
Come up? Why are Heidi, you
what world
me?
Do you live in where people don't take things personally? Everything's about them.
No, right? I know.
Plus the creation of social media. If you don't like somebody's picture, then they take it personally. If you left them on red on a text and you didn't text them back right away, they take it personally.
Taking
it personally is the new normal for people. It's like, oh, now we have to coddle everybody because we don't want anybody to get their feelings hurt.
But the fact that we have to come up with an excuse is so dumb. It's like, no, I'm not in the mood to do anything this weekend.
Universal excuse is diarrhea.
Yeah, but if somebody asks you today, do you want to, we're doing a thing on Saturday, do you want to go? You can't say you have diarrhea.
Oh,
you'd have
yeah.
to cancel at the last minute. You'd have to say, oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
I plan on having diarrhea on Saturday. I usually do. I don't know why. It's just...
I think it's our Friday night dinners. I'm pretty sure I'll be sick on Saturday. Yeah, but sometimes it's like, no, I just don't want to go. It's nothing personal. Don't want
to
do
it. I head down to medium rare chicken night on Fridays. And I always have diarrhea on Saturdays. I don't know why.
Their slogan is the pinker, the better.
Oh, yeah. Oh. White on the outside, pink on the inside.
It's like a weight loss restaurant. You just can't lose weight, so you go and have their raw chicken.
Chicken tartare.
Yeah. Which they do in some Asian countries, Frank. They make it like sushi. It's bad.
This is kind of scary, though. 28% said they're good or excellent at lying to people. So 1 in 4 people you're passing on the street, if you're talking to them, 28% chance that they're lying to your face, and they think they're great at it. They're very convincing, and you're believing them. And that's what sucks, too. If you're the type of person who doesn't lie, then you are the type of person to you don't expect it from others.
Right, right.
And so so you don't even understand the concept. So you give people a lot of the benefit of the doubt, and they go, oh, well, you're an idiot. You're so naive. You totally got taken by that guy. That guy is totally screwing you over. It's like, I just expect people to be honest.
Right.
Because I'm honest. Mm-hmm. Why can't you be honest? And so I guess there's a piece of ass born every day, and I'm glad you introduced yourself to me. I didn't believe there was a piece of ass born every day, but apparently there is.
Yep. And it piles up, Frank.
It does. Just the pieces of ass just keep getting born, those ugly little pieces of ass. 38% of people said they're bad or very bad at lying. I would say, you know, the tells. I don't know if I'd be a great poker player. You know what I mean? I have played poker before, and I've discussed it with poker buddies or people I've played with enough to say, what are my tells? And they don't want to tell me what my tells are, so I don't learn them, and then I stop them.
Oh, right, yeah. They're never going to tell
you. I'm probably that guy, you know, gets a good hand, all of a sudden I have great posture.
Yeah. Right.
Look at me sitting up. I'm ready to play this hand. Yeah, 61% of people think they have a good poker face.
I don't know about that.
That's like I had a buddy in high school named Tom, and he always like seemed like he was drunk or buzzed in some way.
Sort of like Jim Brewer.
He always seemed like he was on something. Like a Jim Brewer.
Where he just always looks wasted, stoned.
And then I've seen him. Then I would be talking to him with, you know, just me and him one on one, and he seemed very lucid and like in the moment. I go, well, how are you so like normal right now? But you seem S-faced all the time, just naturally S-faced. He's like, well, if I'm ever S-faced in front of like the teachers or, you know, at the school, they'll never know because that's just always me.
Brilliant.
So he can go get high every day and get drunk every day, and it's just, that's just him.
Yeah.
So he would act drunk when he was sober in front of the teachers and authorities. So when they, you know, he gets pulled over by the local cop. Oh, that's just Jim. He always is like this. He always slurs his words and acts like an idiot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was like, was that brilliant?
There was some guy that was like, life hack. I went to get my driver's license. Well, I was stoned and my eyes were all bloodshot and red. It was like, perfect, because his driver's license looks like that. So if he gets pulled over, it's like, I guess that's just how you look.
Yeah, I usually go in with like vomit on my chest to get my DMV picture. Vomit on my chest, so they pull me over. It's like, oh, I guess this is the way you look.
Yeah. Smart.
11% said they weren't sure if they are a good liar or not. Well, they can't even lie to themselves about being a good liar or not, so I guess you're not.
Then that means they're not.
Young people were much more likely to think they're a good liar. Yeah, because they think they're smarter than everybody else. They got you all snowed. They know the real deal. They know the truth of the world. You old farts, so easy
like,
to lie to.
Like, you really think your mom didn't know you were drunk when you came home, and you're like, no, I was at Carmen's, and we were just hanging out. I'm like, fell asleep. And she's like, okay, get to bed. She knew.
And the poll also found that 3 in 4 people think they're pretty good at spotting a liar and can usually tell if someone is lying to them. Mm. All right. So I guess we'll see if we can spot a liar or not. I want you to call up and tell us a story that we're never going to believe. Now, it could be one of these crazy stories. It's just you have it. It's unbelievable. Really happened and it's true. Or you could be like Jordan and make up some story that's just not believable. And we'll see if we can tell the difference between the people who had those outrageous stories. Like, you're never going to believe this. For the people who made up, you're never going to believe this story. All right? We'll see how good we are at spotting liars. 818-955-2955. We're going to try to spot the liars next. Make up a story or tell us a true one. See if we can spot the liars. But right now, we got people calling in because it's time for Little Johnny's Growing Pot. What I understand, Little Johnny's back at it. He got Lucy did it yesterday.
Upstaged by his sister.
And so now he's like, no, my job. So Little Johnny's pot is growing. It's $2,700 today. And we have a contestant. Looks like it is Louise. Hello, Louise.
Good morning. Turn your radio.
Louise didn't turn her radio off. See, I'm not going to give you guys any breaks. Listen. When you call the show and Mitch puts you on hold, you have to turn your radio down. Next voice you'll hear will be mine. Maybe listen to the radio to hear your own voice because
you're on delay. It's not going to make any sense.
That's not going to make any sense to you. So let's go with Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
Is that with a V or a PH?
V.
All right, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. I was going to hang up on you.
I learned that one.
All right, Steve. Listen closely. This question is for $2,700.
Nice.
What day is the busiest day of the year for KFC?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Mother's Day.
Damn it.
Oh.
Hmm.
If stupid was a talent, you would get a golden buzzer.
Oh, he got you, Steve.
He's back.
$2,800 for tomorrow's show. Is that your guess, internal guess, Heidi?
No, I was going to say Good Friday, like the or the day after Thanksgiving. Like nobody wants to cook, but then that wouldn't work because usually
I think Good Friday is the 2 days before Easter.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's not the day after Thanksgiving. I meant Black Friday. Yeah,
you're not supposed to have any meat.
You're getting lost in all your lies, Heidi.
You're not supposed to have any meat.
I'm telling you the truth. I was Catholic my whole life.
Mother's Day. Guess you don't want mom to cook and you want to make her like so it seems like a home cooked meal.
Right.
KFC.
Yeah, all the fixings, why not?
She loves the slaw. Huh. Who doesn't?
I mean, nobody makes it better than KFC.
All right, if you got an unbelievable story that's just too good to be true, call us up, and we'll see if we can tell if you're lying about it or not. And if you want to make up, or at least people who are great at lying, and you want to make up some elaborate story that sounds too good to be true, we'll see if we can spot you as a liar, or you will never believe this really happened. 818-955-2955 after traffic.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show. Are you a good liar? Let's see if you are. If you have a story that seems it's too good to be true, but it is true, call us up. Tell us your crazy true story. Or if you're that good of a liar, make something up. See if you can convince us that it is true when it's actually a lie.
Please believe me.
Because, yeah, a lot of people think they're good liars. 28% said they're good at it. So 1 in 4 out there listening right now thinks they're just great at just making up a story. It's so convincing. Nobody can just see right through you. And we got the callers. Are they telling the truth or not? Hello, Ray. If that is your real name.
That is my real name. Good morning, Frank, and all the guys over there.
All right,
Heidi.
Ray, tell us your story. We'll decide if you're telling the truth or telling us a lie.
All right, so let me tell you how I cleaned up on Super Bowl, man. This is Ray from Inglewood, and I live down the street from the stadium. So what I did was I went to all my neighbors, and I told them I'll give them $20 if they let me use their driveway. And five of them did, and I solicited. I went and I put a sign up for parking, and I charged five people $100 to park in their driveway, and I cleaned up.
Is he telling the truth, or is he telling us a lie, Heidi?
I think that's the truth.
How much did you charge?
I charged them $100 each.
I believe the part where you say you charged $100 to get someone to park.
Yeah, but I gave my neighbors $20 just to use their parking space, and they went for it.
I think you're lying. I don't think your neighbors are that dumb that they didn't realize the same deal that they could sell their parking space for $100 themselves. Why would they give you $20?
They didn't want to deal with it.
They didn't want to.
Yeah, he was doing all the finding the people and all that.
All right, Heidi says she's telling the truth. I say Ray's lying. What do you say, Jenny?
I'm going lying.
Ray's going lying. What do you say, Renee?
I mean, he sounds pretty truthful to me.
He does have a truthful voice.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's truthful. Yeah.
All right, what do you say?
No, this is a lie. Maybe he did it once, but I don't think he did the neighbor's part.
All right, Ray, you telling the truth, or is this a bold-faced lie?
Total lie.
Hey! Got you, Heidi. Got you.
What?
So, but it was a partial truth, right?
No, not at all. I do live in Inglewood, but I'm 15 minutes away from the stadium.
That was the only part that was true, that he lived in Inglewood. The rest, total HS.
Got you, guys.
All right, I'm going to give you a prize.
Hey, man, I haven't been to a concert in 2.5 years, bro.
I don't know what to believe anymore. Maybe you go all the time.
Yeah, maybe
you're a liar.
You have frequent concert miles. All right. Here we go. Do you want to go to see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss this Thursday night at the Greek Theater, or do you want to go see On the Border, the Ultimate Eagles tribute band, playing this Friday at the Pavilion Amphitheater in Palos Verdes?
Palos Verdes. Right. I'm like down the street.
All right, there you go. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets for that. Stay on hold.
All right.
Thanks, Ray.
That was smooth.
Ray is a good liar.
That was great. Yep. I believed it all the way.
So yeah. He had the backstory and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I did say he lied, but he was good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
All right. We have Mandy. Oh, man, a woman. The best liars of all. Hello, Mandy.
Hi there. And I agree with you. We tend to be the best liars.
Mm. All right. So, tell us a story. We have to decide if it's true or if you're lying to us.
Okay. I'll try to keep it short for you men out there. No, I'm just kidding. So I went to private school, and it's a private school that also shares a name with a fabric softener. And I was kind of timid. It was my junior year in high school. Not timid, very outgoing. Let me rephrase. I freaking sharted while I was dancing. We had worship, so I don't know how familiar you guys are with private school, but this was like very Christian, so we had worship like Wednesdays and Fridays. Anyhow, I was actually trying to dance, and I sharted, and I had to throw away my panties.
You can say shart.
And this is where it's good.
Yeah.
I zipped up a pube in one of my classes.
Wait a second. You did what?
She had to throw away her panties because she danced at that Christian school and sharted.
So
and then when
I
she had to zip up her pants, she zipped her
baggy
pubes up. Mm-hmm. All right. So is she telling the truth or is she lying to our faces?
Or are you just horrified?
I think she's lying.
How do you think
she's
lying?
Why do you think she's
lying?
She messed up on her personality.
Yeah. What do you think, Johnny?
I think she's telling the truth because that story was all over the place, told just like a true woman would tell a truthful story.
Right, right. So you checked out early. All right. Renee, what did you think of Mandy's story? Truth or false?
I'm calling BS on this story. BS? Yeah.
All right. What do you think?
No, I think I'm with Johnny on this. Like, she just gave way too many details on something.
And she would go back to things that she forgot to talk about.
Yeah, but like it's true. It's just,
see, here's the thing. I think it's a true story, but it didn't happen to Mandy. It happened to one of her friends, and that's why she messed up on the story. She's trying to recall the story. She was the timid friend. Okay. Her friend was the outgoing friend. It's the friend's true story. She's claiming it as her own. I say you're lying about it. All right, so what's the truth?
All of it is true. The only small, I guess you could call it a lie, is that I'm timid, but I'm obviously not.
Right.
I just got really nervous, so all of it is true, believe it or not.
Well, do you often pass gas while you're dancing?
Oh, yeah. My cousin is listening right now. Obviously, she can't get through, but I have multiple
witnesses
that, I mean, they didn't see me throw the chones in the bin because it was, again, Christian school, but...
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, Mandy. Yeah. Okay, you got us. Let me see. I want to go see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss this Thursday night at the Greek Theater.
I'll take it.
All
sure.
Right. Thank you so much. I still got three pairs of that. Stay at home. It's that easy, folks.
I mean,
please believe me.
You just got to take her word for it.
But my question, she didn't quite answer it, was when you're dancing, do you always fart? And like she says, she's sharted. So it's like when I'm dancing and I'm at school, and maybe I feel like a fart coming on. I'm not farting on the dance floor.
Well, you don't try to.
There's no farting, baby.
Not on the dance floor. Bah, bah.
No farting on the dance floor. Oh, oh.
Well, how do you know? Maybe she was trying to let that little one out. That's what it's. She didn't mean to actually poop her
pants. You're not pushing. You're just.
It wasn't
happening.
A full on.
If you're
going
to fart on the dance floor, that's when you start doing like the locomotion or something like that. So you're like doing walking around. You're crop dusting everybody.
Oh,
do
I
the locomotion. You know, you
got
to keep moving around the dance floor. You don't stay in one spot and just.
Oh, see, I twerk when I fart on the dance floor. Yeah. Oh.
Anybody twerking's probably letting it go.
Yeah,
okay.
I bend right over and stick it right.
Thank
there.
Thank you for ruining twerking for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Poor Lizzo.
All right, we got the good liars calling up. Some people might be telling a crazy story that's absolutely true. We're going to try to see if we can tell the difference. Next is Taco has a story, truth or not. Hey, Taco.
Hey, what's up, Heidi and Frank? What's up? It's Taco and Kate.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, it's a tag team in us. All right, Taco and Kate, what's the story?
You know, I have two. I was going to be like, all right, I have two one-sentencers. You can guess them. I figured we're at a drive-thru as soon as you guys could. All right, thanks. All right, here we go. Ready? So I manage property, and I basically went into a home, and there was a painting on the wall, and
looked like there was graffiti behind the painting. And I moved the painting, and it said, "My daddy touches me." And then the second one is, I met Joe Jonas at the airport.
All right, so yes, two stories. One painting with graffiti on the wall says, "My daddy touched me" behind it, and they met Joe Jonas at the airport.
Now, one is real and one is fake?
Yeah.
They're both real or fake.
Oh, they're both real or fake. Oh, okay.
Well, it could be either or. Either or. Take your pick.
I'll say you did meet Joe Jonas at the airport.
Well, what was he wearing? What was Joe Jonas wearing at the airport?
He was wearing stuff to go to the airport in.
Nah. Close. I'll say he met Joe Jonas at the airport, but the whole graffiti behind the painting is false.
That's what I agree with. I'm going the other way.
I think he never met Joe Jonas, but he did find that painting.
I'm with Jordan.
All right. Yes. What's the truth, Taco?
It's funny. When I met Frank, I told him a story. He's like, you're lying, dude.
Yeah. They're both true?
They're both true.
Okay.
All right, Taco, you got us. Do you want to go see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss? Do you want to go to the Ultimate Eagles tribute?
Oh, man, Robert Plant all day. That would be awesome. We would love to do that.
Is Kate your girlfriend?
Yeah, it's the Greek, my little cousin.
Wait, she's your girlfriend and she's your little cousin? I say you're lying.
Well, it's by marriage. Oh. Well, she's cousin by marriage.
That's why you can date?
Well, you answer that one. I don't know about that. I'm not going to answer any questions.
Are they banging right now?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's the tension.
Was it her apartment?
Oh. Oh, does she have an Uncle Jim? Oh.
There's a couple in Oregon. They freaked out when their dog tore up a winning lottery ticket. All right, so are they lying or telling the truth? Our dog ate our lottery ticket. But
why are you leaving it where a dog
bringing,
can get it?
They brought down remnants. So, like, when they grabbed it out of his mouth, it was, oh. And they took it down there, and they still end up winning. He's like, well, this number, what was this? I swear. And they let him win.
Yeah.
No.
I think.
Who's leaving a lottery ticket where a dog tore up your kitchen, Heidi.
I mean, your entire brand new kitchen, you had a dog tear it up. A lottery ticket? Yeah, it's possible. But you go down to the place and they look at the video.
It happened, yes. They submitted it anyway and they're going to get their money. They won $8.
That was it?
Yeah. So I guess, did they lie about it? Because who's going to really argue over $8? It's like, That's true. Like, okay, here's $8. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not saying they won the mega.
Right.
No, it's sweet mega. Yeah. It's $8 winners. Okay, whatever. Get the hell out of here. Don't come back. Look at all these people thinking they're good liars now. So many. Who's been holding longest? It's Chris. All right, Chris. Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
I don't even think that's his real voice. I think he's lying already.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Are you lying or telling us the truth? Is that your real voice or are you faking it?
How dare you? This is my real voice.
No, it's not.
No, I'm just kidding.
See, I won.
Yeah, not yet.
I knew he was faking it.
Right.
All right, what's your story?
Are you ready? All right, so this is background when I was 19. Obviously, didn't have any money, so I went to eBay to go get some car parts for my little loud Volkswagen. And so I bought a $50 fuel pump, and what came in the mail was the latest iPhone and an ATV battery.
Hmm.
All right, so it's expecting a fuel pump on eBay, got an iPhone and an ATV battery.
Okay, that's odd.
That is odd.
This is when I was 19, so...
I believe it.
How old are you
now? The newest iPhone was the 6.
iPhone 6.
I'm 28 now.
I believe it.
I don't.
That's happened
to me
before.
You don't, Joey? Why not?
Stuff has happened.
No, because you went to eBay, you bought something off of eBay. I do a lot of eBaying, and usually... You can't really screw up that. It's not like an Amazon package where you put the wrong things in. I mean, you can screw it up, but also the iPhone 6, 10 years old, I think it was like the iPhone, because he's 28 now, so that would have been
nine years ago.
I don't think the iPhone 6
I think there's
was
too
out.
Many obscure details that don't really matter to even make that up. So I'll say it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you, too.
What is it, true or false?
It's actually true.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got you. You didn't win anything.
Mm.
See, now people are going to be like, yeah, wrong. Give something.
Should have lied.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Please believe me.
If you would have lied, you would have won. That's funny. Thank you to all you super duper liars that called in. I mentioned the Karen action figure earlier. Police in Ohio shut down an 8-year-old's lemonade stand because somebody complained. They failed to have a permit, so the police shut her down. But in this particular case, I'm on board with the police department. Yeah.
Why is that?
Where was the kid set up?
There you go, Heidi. Yeah, where was the kid set up?
I'm just picturing in front of his house.
No. The kid had set up near a food festival.
Oh, no.
And some of the vendors complained. It's like, wait a second, we had to pay to get this slot.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
You know.
I'm with the cops on that, too.
So this kid can't sell lemonade, but I'm trying to sell lemonade over here, and I, you know, paid
for my
for
spot.
It.
Sorry, kid, this is a life lesson.
Yeah, shut her down, get a permit.
But she was outside of her dad's place of business. So,
there
is that little, like, is there no kind of reprieve from
yeah,
her
but it's still
setting
a place
up a little
business.
Table right outside of dad's place?
Although, I will say this, and maybe the Girl Scouts get a permit, but, like, why wouldn't a grocery store get upset? This grocery store sells cookies. Why is a grocery store letting girls sell cookies that they're not going to now buy in my store?
Well, I don't think you want to mess with the Girl Scouts.
No. Oh, no, no, and I like don't mob. Mess with them. But
and the thing is, the Girl Scouts are the decoy duck. It's like, oh, the Girl Scouts, you're having a good guy and give me some thin mints. Is that the only thing you're getting at the grocery store? Nope.
Well, usually, you're usually at the grocery store for something, and the Girl Scouts happen to be there.
See, if you're already at the grocery store, then they didn't affect the sale of anything, did they?
Well, you could say the same thing for with the food festival. You were already at the food festival. You're not going to that little girl's lemonade stand. You're at the food festival. I mean, I'm still on board with you. I'm just saying.
I know we could argue this all day.
No, I think when you start to put it in like a business setting, no.
Next time you're actually in the grocery store and you're walking down the cereal aisle, I mean, I was almost wanting to put this into Get the Fake Out, because Get the Fake Out, it's all about lying. It's like all these headlines are true, but one, so you got to pick out the lie, the fake headline. And I almost threw this story in to collect stories for Get the Fake Out, but because Snoop Dogg is in the news all the time, like so overexposed, always doing something that everyone would know this by tomorrow, Snoop Dogg has a new cereal. It's called Snoop Loops. I thought, okay, no one's going to believe that. It's true, though. Snoop is everywhere. The new breakfast cereal. It does not contain any cannabis. I know you're thinking it did, but it doesn't. It's going to be named Snoop Loops. They're gluten-free, Heidi, and they have marshmallows, which make all cereals better. They're part of Snoop's Brotus food line.
Oh, yeah.
Brotus, what is it?
I think it's Brotus.
Some of the proceeds go to charities like Door of Hope, which benefits the homeless. Oh, yeah, Snoop's real name is Calvin Brotus. That's why. It's Brotus, right. Dude.
Snoop Loops.
Speaking of Snoop, he broke into the top 10 this week's Hot 100 with Bad Decisions, his collaboration with Benny Blanco and BTS. That makes him one of the only three artists with a top 10 hit in the 90s, 2000, 2010, and 2020s. The other two are Mariah Carey and Jay-Z.
Damn, still
and now
relevant.
Snoop Loops. Oh. Radio station BTSN 00P. No makeup on. I let it. You so damn beautiful, I swear you make me sick. I want to live. Is this the music of the Kitty Call?
Inside my heart, no, this is just
Snoop. Oh, this is Snoop and BTS, top 100.
Benny Blanco.
All right, when you hear the Spider-Man theme, that is your cue to call for the Disney 4-pack. Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th. 818-955-2955. Remember Matt Titeo?
Yeah.
No, was he played with Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Linebacker.
Yeah. Went to the Chargers, I think.
But back in the day, he when he was in college, he had like a long distance girlfriend. Turned out being catfish. A guy.
Yes.
Was totally catfish.
Yes, that's why I knew
that. So we were talking about lies. The Manti Te'o documentary is coming out on today on Netflix.
Hell yeah, I'm watching it tonight.
So yeah, if you're interested in that story,
watch it for Crossing Streams tomorrow.
Yeah, back in 2013, this was the biggest story and drama in the news. Manti Te'o, the Notre Dame player, was catfished. He said he had a girlfriend, even though they never met. Stanford student Lene Kakua, Teo's alleged girlfriend at the time, had reportedly died from leukemia in September 2012. That's who the person said they were. Through investigations by Deadspin, it turned out that wasn't true, and Kakua wasn't even a real person, just an online persona. Now Netflix is revisiting Teo's story and the man that portrayed Kakua, Ronaya Tuwasa-Sopo, an upcoming documentary titled Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
It comes out today.
Cool, so, I'm watching it tonight.
I know we're doing Crossing Streams on tomorrow, so maybe go home and watch it tonight, Heidi, and tell us about it and see if it's any good or not.
I will. That was a crazy story.
Do you have to meet somebody in person to be able to call them a girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes.
You have to?
Yes.
You can't just be...
No.
No?
No, because there has to be some sort of human connection there.
Johnny, do you think you could fake being a girl on the phone and a guy would believe it? Let's hear your girl voice.
I don't know if I could do it. Mm-mm. I might sound too much like a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renee, let's hear your girl voice. See if you could convince us you're our girlfriend.
My name's Renee.
You sound like an old pervert.
Oh, sorry.
Jordan, let's hear your lady voice.
Sup, bro? You want a bang?
She's very butch.
Yep.
She's a really get to the point kind of gal.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Maybe I'll go with that voice.
Kathleen.
I'll go with the Kathleen Turner.
You're like an older lady.
You want to play Battleship, Manti?
Yeah.
I sank your battleship.
Yeah.
We play a battleship on phone. B12.
Mitch, could you do a good lady voice?
Well, hi, guys. I'm from Texas, deep down south.
No. Mitch, it's total. Dude. You went with south, total guy voice. Sorry.
Johnny was doing a southern, too.
I think it's easier.
I don't know why I always got to do a southern
like
voice.
Like a debutante.
Yeah, I think that's
right.
A bearded debutante.
No, you sound like that Republican.
Lindsey Graham.
It's like Lindsey Graham. He's catfished a few dudes.
Oh, no doubt.
All right. Let's see. Have we cleared the phone lines? Do we have somebody on the phone? We've cleared them?
No, you got to count.
No, yep.
He's gonna count. Oh, I thought he was counting the whole time. We're doing it live.
Number one.
Yeah.
Disney caller number two.
If you called early.
Disney caller number
our
three.
Our special new program we have
Disney
on the phone.
Disney caller number four.
Recognizes your number Disney and it excludes you from ever winning.
Disney
so don't call early.
Yeah. Six. Disney caller number seven.
We look at numbers.
Caller number eight. Disney caller number nine. Disney caller number 10. Disney caller number 11.
Since we're talking about lying,
Disney caller 12.
What do your customers lie to you about? If you have a business and you know your customers lie, like obviously Heidi goes to the doctor, she lies all the time about how much she drinks. So what do your customers lie to you about?
Stand by, Cassandra.
818-955-2955.
Line 7, Cassandra.
It's a lying Tuesday. Hello, Cassandra.
Hi.
You won.
Hey, congrats.
What? Huh?
Oh,
what?
My God.
Yep, you won.
Oh my God, you guys just made my day.
Is it really a woman or is this a man faking being a woman?
I think it's a real woman, Frank.
Serious.
You won.
That's not very...
What do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity so we can recognize you when you're out there?
I listen to you so often. I've thought about this question so much. I can't remember her name, but the girl from that 70s show and Orange is the New Black, that's who my husband is.
Laura Prepon. Okay.
Yep.
We'll see you out there, Cassandra. You stay on hold.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we got one more four-pack to give away before the show's over at 9:20, so be sure and listen for your cue to call, which
Cassandra,
is once again...
Good job.
The cue to call is the Spider-Man theme song at 9:20 as well. All right. We're talking about, basically, the whole show's been about lying today. So are you, you own a business, you do some job, and your customers are constantly lying to you. What do your customers lie to you about? Like, you're a dentist, and you ask them if they floss, and they say yes. You know they don't.
You know they don't.
Liars. 818-955-2955.
Liar. Is that the number?
Let's get some traffic, Aki.
This is funny every morning. It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's Lion Tuesday. Yes, 28% of people out there think they're good at lying. So what do you do for a living where your customers are always lying to you? And you know it, because it's your expertise, and they're trying to tell you one thing. You're like, I know that's a blatant lie. Going to the dentist and telling them you floss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're looking at your gums. They're in there. They know what people who floss look like. It ain't you. So don't even lie about it. Just say you don't. Why would you lie and say you do? To an expert.
Right.
That's all they look at all day is gingivitis.
Mm-hmm. They're going to know.
They're going to know.
And they're not going to know.
They're going to know.
Why do you lie to your doctor, Heidi? I mean, you go to the doctor so much and want to be honest with them. Why do you lie about how many drinks you had?
I don't lie. I've always been honest, Frank, about how many drinks I have a week. I lied when I told my doctor after she said, I would really like you to cut that back quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do you think you can do that? And I said, absolutely.
But that was the lie.
Absolutely.
But now the next time you go.
I didn't want to break her heart. I didn't want to break her heart.
The next time you go.
No, I left her. I'm looking for a new doctor now.
No, you left her because you knew she'd fire you because, like, well, I can't be your doctor if you're going to abuse yourself. I mean, I'm supposed to fix you, your car, like I'm your mechanic.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess maybe that you're the perfect customer though. You're the patient who's abusing their body and refuses to do any better with yourself. So you're going to be a constant person in my office. The copays are, you know, out the ass.
Right. Right.
You're a gold mine. I'd keep you on board.
See, keep telling yourself that. I'm a gold mine.
No, a mine, not gold mine. You're not even a bronze mind.
I'll take that.
I said, you're not even a bronze mind.
Oh, I thought you said I'm...
Get off the podiums.
You're an also-ran.
You're an alternate.
Yeah.
All right, we got Papa Luna on line one. Papa Luna, what do you do and what do your customers lie to you about?
I work in like the restoration, so property damage.
Uh-huh.
And so when, you know, homeowners are telling us, you know, where their flood went or, you know, during a fire, you know, and they're trying to claim contents and saying, you know, this was brand new or just is constantly, you know, trying to get the most out of their insurance than possible. And I'm like, this is not brand new or this value is that, you know, we have a way of looking things up. We got Google, but people still try to sit here and say that they had more valuable stuff than what burned down or got affected by water.
That happens
and I know both of you guys know about water damage and fire, you know?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I guess in that case, you'd be like, oh,
they're just trying to save it up more.
This is brand new carpeting. And then it was ruined. You're like, no, this carpeting is way old. I can tell it's not brand new. Or
right.
We just put in these new wood floors and they're all buckled now. Brand new.
Or their cabinet being brand new. And it's just like, no, these things were like from the 80s.
From the 80s. Black lacquer is not brand new.
or carpet in the bathrooms, you know, people still have that, but
new carpet. Nobody puts new carpet in a bathroom. All right, do you want to go see the Ultimate Eagles tribute this Friday?
Oh, I can't make that. Give it to the next vet.
All right, thank you. Hooray! Talking to people who have to deal with customers who lie to them on a daily basis. Hello, Levitt.
Hey, Frankie, guys.
What do your customers lie to you about? What do you do?
So I got a pool service out here in Huntington Beach, right?
Yep.
And what they end up doing is they'll be complaining. This is generally new customers, 3 months, 6 months. What they'll do is they'll complain that, oh, it's green, it's this, it's that. I never had it before and blah, blah, blah. Turns out they keep switching back the timer. So they're cheaping out on me and switching the timer back, trying to save money, but complaining about the service.
Oh.
So obviously I drop them. Yeah, I drop them. But it's just, it happens all the time. Another quick thing they lie about is what they added to the pool. So they'll be like, hey, did you add anything this week? Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, you know, no. They know good and well. They went to Leslie's or, you know, and bought an $89 bag of chemicals. You added a bunch of shit. Oh, excuse me. You added a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know good and well you messed up the alkalinity, so you're lying to my face. And again, I just drop them. Can't have it.
You just Damn. Drop them.
Love it. Yeah, you got to drop them.
Do you want to go to the Ultimate Eagles tribute this Friday?
I can't do that, but I would love a VIP. Mine ran out. I want to see Heidi kill that hot dog.
Oh, you missed it. All right. I'll give you a free VIP at HeidiAfrank.com. Stay on hold. Yes. You're going to watch the show. See Heidi suck down chili dogs.
All in honor of John
Chili
Cougar
Dog Day,
Mellencamp.
I think. It was Chili Dog Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. April. Hello, April.
Hi.
All right. Hi. So what do you do and what do your customers always lie to you about?
I make custom clothes, and they always lie to me about their size.
Well, that makes no sense.
I know, right? I actually, so most of my business is on Instagram, so most of the time I'll just go on their Instagram, and I'm just like, oh, honey, you're not a small, like, stop. And so then I have to ask them for their waist measurements, and then they do that, and then, like, I find out they're actually, like, two sizes bigger, and so I have to adjust my pattern accordingly and pretend like nothing happened.
I guess it'd be easier for you to make it always bigger. That way you can always take it in right. when they say, hey, that doesn't fit me. And that way you can still fix it as opposed to making it too small.
Oh, I hate when people have to return stuff. No, I just rather like check, like have them, you know, measure themselves really quick. But I've also had clients that like say that they're a certain size and then, you know, I ship it out and then they show a photo and they're like, oh, I love it. And I'm over here like, oh, honey, that's like way too big. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So like, I get a lot of repeat clients because I'm awesome. So like for this specific girl, she's a repeat client. And I actually just, I know, right? I just shipped out her second order and I made three things just a little smaller. And I think it'll look better.
Well, thank you, April.
Hit me up on Instagram. I wouldn't mind something custom made.
I already hung up on her.
Oh, all right.
I mean, does she have that much material? I mean, my God.
I don't know. Boat sale?
She's going to have to go buy out that, what's that fabric store? Ann's Fabrics?
Joann's.
Yeah.
Having something custom, that's kind of cool. I've never had that before.
Never had anything made to fit you?
Oh, like,
what are you talking about? You buy a pair of clothes, you take it to a tailor.
Did you buy a wedding dress?
I've never had to take it to a tailor.
Did you buy a wedding dress off the rack, or did you actually get the wedding dress made for you?
Well, I bought my wedding dress at David's Bridal.
But they didn't measure you, and then they had to go make the dress? I mean, I know they had...
No, it fit perfectly right off the rack.
Wow.
Right off the rack, baby. I did have a woman make me a wedding dress. I went and got measured for it, but it was horrible. Like, I paid to have it made just to make sure. Because this was before I actually found one. I was getting nervous. I was like, okay, well, then I'll have somebody make it. And it was awful.
What was so bad about it?
It was uncomfortable. It was slouchy in areas. I'm like, no, I want to be smoothed out. And it was just horribly made. I didn't wear it, wouldn't wear it.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I think I do in the back of my closet.
Go put it on real quick.
Yeah.
We got Abby. Abby is a massage therapist, and people lie to her all the time. Like, I got this horrible groin injury.
Uh-huh.
Why would I lie to a massage
Abby,
therapist?
Yeah, what are they lying to you about, your customers?
Ooh, I love you guys.
Thank you.
So pretty much, I don't know if you've ever gone to a chiropractor office, but as a massage therapist, we're supposed to massage them. And, you know, people come in every week.
like, yeah, I'm feeling better, this and that. And are they lie just about the stretches that we tell them to do in order for them to feel a difference and to feel better? So every time they come in, we ask, like, oh, have you been doing the stretches? Have you been working out? And they say yes to our faces. And then when we go in there and start touching their bodies, start, you know, feeling their muscles, and we can feel the muscle tension still there. You know, we know that they're lying, but they just continue to come in and say that they're stretching when they're not.
They just want that rub down.
Why not go do the stretching? I mean, right. If you have issues and you got to go to the chiropractor, is this something their insurance is paying for, or are they paying for it out of their own pocket?
Both. A little bit of both, but pretty much it would be more of like the insurance customers that'll be milking it. That way, you know, they keep coming in. But
yeah, if they're not doing the homework, the stretches, and the exercising, then basically they're just coming in to be touched by you, sickos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it's that. I do offer the little nastiness at the end.
You do?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, my God.
Abby. Oh. Abby, what do you look like? You got me. Had to compare yourself to a celebrity.
Maybe the, what's his name? Taylor Lautner from Sharkboy and Lavagirl.
Oh. You look like Taylor Lautner?
That yeah, with the spiky hair. I'm like 5'3", like 150.
Yeah.
You're totally Heidi's type.
I'm like 100%.
I'm Heidi's type?
Yeah. Yeah. You lesbian?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Dumb question.
Well, I'm lying to her and acting like I didn't know.
I am.
All right, Abby, do you want to go see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss this Thursday night at the Greek Theater?
What about a VIP?
All right, we'll give you a VIP. Stand up. Yeah, there you go, Abby. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Oh, it says here you're a veteran. You want those Eagles tickets that were passed down?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that. That would be awesome.
All right. Stand hold. We'll give you those Eagles tickets. Thanks for your service. There's another pool man calling up. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going?
What do your customers lie to you about?
They try to tell me that their dogs don't swim in the pool, but it becomes very apparent that they do.
Yes, when you see all the hair in the filter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it clogs everything up. Makes my job hell.
Yeah, I bet.
So they don't want to. Do you charge extra if dogs swim in the pool?
If I see it the first time when I give them a price, I definitely do, and then I threaten them with it when they continue to lie every week about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the craziest thing you found in a pool, like in the filter? I mean, you found
dead horse.
A dead horse.
Yeah, we were doing a foreclosed house that had been foreclosed for some time, I guess. And when we drained the black water out of there, there was a horse down there.
Oh, my God. Well, I just was not expecting that.
I mean,
as the
water's going down, what's the first thing you saw? Like the horse's ass?
We didn't even know what it was till it was almost completely uncovered. Had to get a crane. It ripped apart. It was a mess.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you have to, like, call the authorities on something like that?
Yeah, we couldn't do it ourselves. We had to call like hazmat teams and stuff in to do it.
Oh,
but we stayed and watched.
I was not expecting that at all.
You stayed and watched? My God.
Oh, yeah.
Better stomach than I have. I mean,
I'm out of there.
Good size. But, Frank, you got a t-shirt? I'd really appreciate a t-shirt.
All right, we'll get you a t-shirt, Jamie. Yeah. You stay on home. We'll hook it up. A dead horse. You know, like they say, dead bodies, they blow up like huge water bloated. No one they can tell is even a horse. It's this giant blob with a tail.
And then when they craned it out, it fell apart because it was in water for so long. Oh, my God. That's so sad.
Horse stew.
Oh.
He said the water was black, so they couldn't even see to the bottom of it. They had no idea it was down there. A full-size horse.
Oh, my God. We're going to need a couple extra bromine tablets this week.
Joe works in building security. He says everyone lies to him. Hello, Joe.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe.
I work in physical security. I do access control. You swipe your card to get into a door.
Mm-hmm.
And I do really, really big companies. And so you'll get to the job and they'll say, yeah, all the doors were working before. We just want to upgrade. And you'll go to check their old system. And it's impossible they were working because every single fuse for every door is blown. So they try and tell you that in order to save on replacing locks or power supplies. And you get there and find out they're lying.
Right.
Those bastards.
Just to save money.
Mm-hmm. Joe's an exterminator. People lie to him all the time. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
So what do they lie to the exterminator for? I mean, obviously they call you. They say they got bugs.
Yeah, they do all the time, man. And you take them out, you have a regular service for them and you take care of them on a regular basis. But what just drives me nuts is no matter how good you do, no matter what you do, they always have to have a problem. So you go in there, you don't see anything. Everything's great, looking great. And all of a sudden, you say, how's everything been? Oh, spiders and ants and cockroaches. And, and I'm like, and I go around, I do my services and I don't see anything. And I'm like, you don't want to make them feel like they're lying to you, but it's just, it drives me nuts. But it just, it's the regular thing I do every day in my life. So it's
so
great. Keeps me happy, keeps me motivated.
All right, Joe, do you want to go see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss this Thursday night at the Greek Theater?
Yeah, that'll be cool.
All right, yeah, enjoy yourself. Stay on hold. We'll hook it up. People lying constantly every day. I mean, there's the pathological liar that is, they have a, A to B. I want to get to B, and I'm going to lie my way to get there. That's the path. Then the compulsive liar just lies for no goddamn reason, just to lie, just to see if they can get away with it. Is that the thrill? Like the shoplifter who's shoplifting something they don't need and something small, but it's the thrill of getting away with it. As opposed to, let me just make up some BS lie about something.
It's thrilling. It's thrilling. Yeah. They totally believed it. They totally believed it. It's like
a woman in my past I was with. One of those. I didn't understand it. I'd never respected it. And I was the guy always calling out because I can't really stand the... I can't do that type of lying. And so when I would catch it, I'm like, what? No, you didn't. Somebody's telling a story about how they, spent, a summer in the Arctic, tagging penguins. And the woman I'm with is still like, yeah, I did that too. My junior, I'm like, no, you didn't. You the Arctic.
Yeah, she went to a zoo.
Yeah, I know the other guy's lying because there's no penguins in the Arctic. That's in Antarctica. You got to know your indigenous areas for penguins before you start that lie.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Well, thank you, everyone who called in about how their customers lie to them on a daily basis. Let's take a look at traffic real quick. What's going on, Aki?
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show, 9 o'clock. You can always text the program, text HF, and then your comments to 68683. We've been talking about lying all morning long. So just now talk to people who work and their customers lie to them every single day. Someone's calling us out on a lie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What is it?
So 909 says, you can't afford good equipment to keep the show running, but you want people to believe you have something that can remember numbers calling in early for Disney? Some artificial intelligent algorithm. Yeah, I was totally lying about that because it was this pain in the ass for, people calling in early. And I was like, stop it. Some people believe it, that they wouldn't call in early. They're waiting on the cue to call, which is today the Spider-Man theme song. When you hear that in about 15 minutes, that's your cue to call. Not before then. If you call early, you're not getting tickets.
Your little warning to those people reminded me when I used to do prank calls with friends as a kid. And this was before caller ID and all that. But you'd get somebody who's like, you know what? I know exactly who you are because I know the number. I know the number you're calling from. I can see it right here. And I'm going to call the police immediately and you're going to be arrested. And you're like, as a kid,
yeah,
you didn't know. But, I mean, obviously that became a thing later. But at the time,
I don't know who you are. But I have very special set of skills.
In the 80s, that didn't exist yet.
It says, I'm a plumber, and people love to say they don't flush wipes, but the snake and the cameras say otherwise.
They'll lie.
You're flushing wipes.
And tampons.
Don't even flush the flushable ones.
They're not flushable. Even the flushable ones aren't flushable. That's a lie. Once again, a lie. That's sales lies. 909 says, I'm in sales, and every word out of my mouth was a lie.
Wow. That's
909 says, I lie to make my life more interesting. So that's why they embellish. I mean, I've known liars who that say, I'm just embellishing the truth. I'm a better storyteller that way.
Painting the picture.
It's like, okay.
Oh, yes, telling the story for the sake of the listener, of the story that's being told, yeah.
So we've been hearing your lies all morning long, but now I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, yes, I can.
All right. What do we got to be honest about?
Thank you. Nice. Thank you, Sam. Thank you. I'd like to thank Jack for being such a great supporting actor. He's so generous. Now, what the confessions? I mean, this is the truth. I mean, you've been lying to hide something, but just get it off your chest. I mean, that's what I was saying. Living that lie and having to always lie about it, it's just so much stress having to carry that around, the weight of it.
I don't like
and
it. Gives me stomach
to stay
it.
Consistent with it and remembering where you're at in the lie and who you've told that lie to. So just tell the truth once, just so you can just, I guess, recharge your lie. But you can tell it to us, okay? Confessions. 818-955-2955. Now, we've done this before. I think it might have been last Wednesday or something. Tried to do confessions when John Clay Wolf was on. And a lot of people were texting their confessions because that conversation just meandered off of it. But so you can text your confession as well. Text HF and your confession to 68683. If it's easier to confess through text. But if you want to call us up and tell us, you know, what you're hiding, the truth, for once, 818-955-2955. Some of the text from last time, this was from the, I printed them off, from the 323. I'm sleeping with my friend's ex without him knowing.
Thought it was bros before hoes.
That's why he's lying about it. That's why it's not out there, and it's the truth will probably upset his friend. And is the ex sleeping with him out of, well, I guess if the friend, original friend doesn't know yet, then she's not sleeping with his buddy out of revenge sex, because she would want the friend to find out, and then it would be out in the world.
That's right.
So,
this is something that she always wanted.
I did have sex with a friend's ex.
You did?
Yes, but we did discuss it. Like I said, I can't lie. It's like, I was like, I'm like, hey, Lander, do you think you mind if I, because, you know, I'm thinking about, would you be cool? He's like, sure, I don't care. So really? I totally did it. That was Debbie. That was Debbie in college. Like, that one that had the messed up laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew her beforehand, but she was dating my friend Lander.
Whoa. Mm. I did not know that.
Yeah, but I was like, he dumped her, and I was like, hey, you know, Debbie's still around. She's still hanging out at our parties and stuff. And I was like, mind if I try to get on Debbie? I mean, you know, in the nicest way I could have said it.
Yeah. Sure, that's so romantic.
Yeah. Mind if I try to get on Debbie?
I know. Well,
I wasn't trying to hide my intentions.
I think there's a difference between what it was. Well, number one was a college thing, so. Lander and Debbie were probably just messing around. It's not like he ever. I think it's different if your buddy was with this girl.
They were together for a couple months. It's like everybody knew that was Lander's girlfriend. A
couple months?
Yeah.
Couple
and then months. They broke
in college,
up.
College, a couple months is a big deal. Yeah. Now, not so much, but.
And he's like, no, I don't care. So but if I would have tried to go behind his back and do that whole thing and try to.
Yeah.
I'm like, if he'd have said, no, dude, I think I might be getting back with her. I'm like, fine, I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't like she was ugly.
Right.
I mean, obviously, he has to think the other guys would like to sleep with Debbie. And so I was like, I just ask. The guy can sleep with Debbie? He'd be cool with that.
And he said, I don't care.
I was like, I don't care. Sleep with her.
I did the same thing with my friend.
You did?
Yeah. Lisa. I was like, God, dude. I think I got a chance with Lisa.
I thought Lisa was your friend. You want to sleep with her boyfriend. When you say, oh, yeah.
This story could go either way.
It's like, Lisa, I really want to sleep with your ex-boyfriend.
Matt.
No, they were separated for maybe 2 years. And they weren't even really together. It was more of just a hookup thing.
Mm-hmm. You waited 2 years?
Well,
I waited like
a
week.
Oh,
when I found out Lander and Debbie broke up. I'm like, hey, really? You think you mind if I try?
I don't know. That's
pretty quick.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
I didn't want anybody else to sneak in there, so I thought I'd ask first.
Okay.
So what did your friend say when you said, I think I got a shot with Lisa?
He said, yeah, go for it, dude.
Well, yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Uh-huh.
Look at you with your sensitive time frames between, you know, it's been 2 years. You think it's okay if I sleep?
Yeah.
Really? 2 years? After 2 years, you have to ask. There's got to be some.
You know?
There's got
to
be
some. I thought there was always you had to ask.
Oh, I figured
there's
always.
2 years hooked up once. 2 years? No. Totally fine.
30 right. years.
We do have some confessions coming in. Hello, Danielle.
Hello.
All right, tell us the truth.
Okay, so it's a little weird, but I met my new boyfriend, and I had already done my lips before, so, like, had my lips done, and he immediately asked, like, why do you do that? And I just made up a lie and said, oh, because I have this, like, scar on my lip, and that I wanted it to look even. So now every time I get them done, I'm like, oh, because the scar and
so
whole lie up.
Why don't you just tell them you wanted some, you know, big plumpy DSLs?
I think that he, like, when he asked me, I felt like he wasn't into that. So I was like, oh.
He's not into that. Of course, every guy's into that.
And it costs money. So now when I do it, I'm like, it's because of the scar. So it makes sense to spend the money.
Wait, do you have like, are they obnoxiously big? I mean, do you look like like a Muppet?
No. They're very natural. Everyone always says that. So.
All right, Danielle, mm-hmm. who do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
Oh, this is very ironic. But a lot of people tell me I look like Kylie Jenner.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Oh, Kylie Jenner with big, luscious lips.
Right?
She has them now. She bought them, too.
Yeah, she has them now. So now you got to do that the rest of your life now, right? Do you have, like, really paper-thin lips if you don't do it?
No, I had big lips before. I actually worked for a plastic surgeon, so it was kind of always, like, available. So I just kind of,
Do you want to go see the Ultimate Eagles tribute?
No, but I would love a VIP if I can get that.
All right, yeah, we'll give you a VIP, Danielle. You stay on hold, okay?
Thank you.
They all just dying to see her lips right now.
Big time.
I know.
Yep.
Too bad.
Yeah.
She already hung up. Probably should have got her Instagram.
Oh.
She's got to still be there. She wants a VIP.
Yeah, could have saw her lips. She hung up.
What?
She already hung up.
I thought she wanted a VIP.
I thought she did, too. She got to call back, Danielle.
See all of her lips.
Tom wants to confess something. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Heidi and Frank. How are you?
We're good.
All right. Confess.
My wife turned me on to something that was better than drug dealing about 20 years ago. We went to Santee Alley, and she bought four Kate Spade knockoff handbags. I had no idea that they even existed down there. She gave two to, one for her, one to a friend. She said, why don't you sell these other two on eBay? So I sold them, made about $100. I hooked up with these Korean guys. I went down there every week. I was spending about $1,000, $1,200 every week, buying Prada, Gucci, every kind of style, messenger bags, Pia bags, putting them all up on eBay. And every time eBay would shut me down, I would open up a new bank debit card with a different bank, and I was just slamming these bags, and it was like crazy wild swatches that like Kate Spade didn't even make. So I went to all black, so they couldn't even detect me. I was like one step ahead of them, and I was I made about $1,000 a week for a year. I kept a spreadsheet. I bought my wife an engagement ring, $8,500 cash. It was like. This is 20 years later. It was like the best year of my life. I was seriously bawling. We ate dinners out every night. We just killed it. It was so fun. And every time I went down there, I'd buy these bags. They'd put them in this big laundry cart. They'd escort me out to my SUV.
I felt like a rock star. It was awesome.
Damn.
Change is my middle name.
The counter, the counterfeit king over here. Yeah. Johnny, you're shaking your head yes. So you had similar stories?
No, no. But, I mean, I've been to those places where he's talking about. Oh, yeah.
Why is
anybody
shutting
stuff.
Him down? How do they know they're not real bags?
Somebody might have complained, said it's not real bags.
Yeah, yeah. They've already you really have to get like authentication. Show papers when you're selling stuff like that. But you could also sell them on other platforms that would allow it. Keep Damn. That business going.
Making a grand a week.
Another text coming in for confessions. So my confession is this chick I had sex with ended up pregnant, and she kept it. And I only found out later that she had a family with six with another dude. So she's the ultimate liar in this situation.
Whoa.
Big time.
So she told that other dude that that was his kid.
I guess so.
Oh, man. How many people out there are being told they're the father of that child and they're not? She had an affair with her guy. Had another baby and said it was his.
Mm.
Oh, man.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
That's right. another text confession. Text HF and your confession to 68683. It says, I gave up sex and beer for a year and just bought a Dodge Viper cash. Wait, what?
What? So he was paying for sex and beer? Oh, I guess.
Or all that money.
Taking girls out and like not doing that.
What that even means.
Is that a new Dodge Viper? Do they still make those?
I don't even know if they make new Dodge Vipers, but they did.
Hey, Frank, it's new to him. New to him.
And he's excited about it. My friend and I got drunk one day and banged each other's girlfriends.
Oh.
Anybody done that?
Say what? Just swapped with a roommate or something?
And just swapped it out.
They do still make the Dodge Viper.
They do?
All right.
It's pretty cool looking.
Look at that. Maybe get your wife one. She likes going fast,
into
I hear.
That sort of thing.
Must have been a lot
Frank,
of beer.
We're downsizing. We're not buying any vehicles right now.
Oh, my God. Another text coming in. Where's this from? 951. I've been banging my aunt for almost 5 years now.
Mm.
So we aren't directly blood related, though, so I still smash because she's fine and as hell.
Okay, that's so okay. The, aunt by marriage. Aunt,
the aunt who married your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
The uncle by blood.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh, for 5 years. So curious what she looks like.
Me too. And then... That's just so awkward when you if you all do get together.
Oh, my God. It's like it's a trend happening right now. I've been with my wife for 6 years. For the past 3 years, I've been sleeping with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law.
Oh, come on.
Sleeping with her mom and her sister.
Trash. Absolute trash. I wonder if the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law know about each other.
Yeah, text back.
Yeah, I'm curious if they know. Like,
no, nobody knows. I mean,
there's no way. Yeah, right?
There's no freaking way.
Oh.
But you figure if everybody likes living on the edge like that,
just let everybody know, and we all bang each other.
No, because that is no fun. I mean, obviously, it's the taboo that's so fun. So you if you go over for any kind of holiday, say Thanksgiving, everybody's there: mother-in-law, sister-in-law, your wife. That the mother-in-law is going to, like, you know, the kitchen rub up against you. Here comes the sister-in-law, you know. Oh, man.
I wish I was that turkey. Stuck.
Based me. Based me.
You. Stop it. Not here. No. Kid. My wife.
I've been dating a girl for almost a year. Known her 10 years, and she still doesn't know about my bi-curious side because I feel like she would leave me or think I'm fully gay. Heidi, you want to take this one?
Well, I guess there's no reason to tell if you're not acting out on it. You're monogamous with her.
But he's bi-curious.
But right now, part of your bi is you're with a girl. So it's like, and that's it. You're with her and you're faithful to her.
Okay. That's Heidi's advice.
I mean.
I guess you're monogamous bisexual as well. So that's what this person is.
I'm not a monogamous bisexual.
Yeah, but
I guarantee if your wife was hit by a bus or she died in a horrible Corvette accident, you would be out there dating and your availability would be to anybody and everybody. You are not a whore, but you are open to love. Yeah. And you think you can fall in love with absolutely anything. Which is true. So you're a monogamous bisexual.
I'd be monogamous with a golden retriever, probably. Not in a sexual
way. That's where
I would just get a golden retriever because my wife doesn't want one. And so that's probably what I would do.
Another text coming in. 949?
Mm-hmm.
I've never liked my girlfriend. We've been together for 24 years. Oh, that's the best.
What is wrong with people?
Some more confessions. I've seen both my girl neighbors nude. I saw one taking a shower and the other I saw her nips and up her skirt. They are both blazing, freaking sexy hot.
Bobby!
Whoa.
I'm guessing this guy's living with his wife or something. He saw both of his neighbors nude and that's why he can't say anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw one of your neighbors nude and she's freaking sexy hot, would you go tell your wife? It's like, no. I can't believe I saw Tina naked. She was on a ladder.
Mm-mm.
Cleaning out her gutters and I saw her skirt.
No. Just hope she does it again.
Just hope she does it again.
Yep. Keep my mouth shut.
Why are you always looking out that window?
There's a bird's nest. There's like a little hummingbird's nest.
That you have to stand on a chair to look out of, Johnny. I don't understand. What are you looking at?
I think I'm doing drugs.
It's yeah. Drugs. I'm doing drugs up here, so I keep my drugs.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm a welder and I drink and smoke all day at work.
And smoke all day.
Hope he's not welding bridges.
Seriously.
Went to a massage parlor and they offered a happy ending.
Did you take it?
Every time. I was 17 and sleeping with my best friend's mom when I would sleep over. He would go to sleep and I would slide into his mom's bed. Signed Johnny's best friend.
Mm.
No, what's that? No, that it wasn't signed Johnny's best friend, but that's actually a real text from somebody talking about sleeping with your best friend, with your friend's mom at sleepovers. Anybody do that?
God, no.
No.
My wife thinks I stopped smoking 2 years ago. I still smoke.
She knows.
I hit it well because I'm a truck driver and I'm away 3 days a week. So he smokes on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you do when you're home for those other days where you're jonesing like crazy?
562, I'm a married woman and I had a threesome with my best friend and her husband. She didn't tell her husband. He wasn't invited to the four-way. She made it a three-way with her best friend and her husband.
About.
Oh, man.
He might not be in.
That'd be upsetting, wouldn't it, Johnny? Your wife sleeps with me and my wife, and you weren't invited?
Oh.
Yeah, but did you want to be?
Would you want to be invited, Johnny?
You want to see Frank naked?
Oh.
No.
Of course he does. It'd be like when he auditioned.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's true, too.
Yeah. Look under the table right now.
Let's do it. Let's just.
Let's see what kind of special skills you got there, Mr. Ice.
Did you put on pants yet?
I thought Spider-Man would be coming through any moment now, but he's not, apparently. I don't know what's going on. I thought the 4-pack of tickets was available, but apparently we've already given them away. Oh, there it is.
Spider-Man.
Here's the final concession or confession. Confession before we get our winner for the 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland California Adventure for August 25th, our Cradle of West Invasion. I've been listening for 5 years from Virginia, and this current crew is my favorite iteration. Love you all. All the people who've been on this show, this is their favorite. And it's actually doing the best as far as, you know. Ratings and things like that. It's like this crew is doing the best in all the ratings that any crew we've ever had. So basically, you know, what we thought was helpful. Turned out to be dead weight after all. So thank you so much for all your support. Appreciate
it. I'm in my prime.
Keep listening. You know, sometimes you get used to the fat in the mirror, but sometimes you got to cut the fat.
Why is everybody looking at me? I can see you. Just come on through the
room.
I can see you.
You're in a room by yourself. That's.
I see you. I see you. I'm looking at you. Johnny, you're all looking at me.
I wasn't looking at you. I was doing drugs.
Well, that's believable.
All right, Mitch, count them down.
All right, let's do it.
Here's a confession. Because listening to Mitch count them down, it's like watching old people have sex.
Caller number three. Caller number four.
Here's another confession.
It's nice and slow and steady.
I cheated Jeopardy. I always look for the final clue answer online before I watch my girlfriend, and I always get it right.
Caller number eight.
She thinks I'm genius. I always ask, why don't I just sign up and take the test to be on the show?
Oh, yeah.
So they don't accept ex-gang members with a felony.
Caller number 11.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Caller number 12.
Everybody gets every other question wrong.
Heidi and Frank show.
Silent Jeopardy. He always nails it.
Good morning, Heidi and Frank show.
All right, looks like we got somebody talking to Mitch. He's actually going to win those tickets.
Heidi and Frank show. Good morning. Anyone want to win?
Oh, dear.
That sucks for that person.
Mm-hmm. I think they think that's going
to be the next one, Frank.
Up.
Anyone?
Anybody? All right. Hello, who is this? Hello?
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 Have you used a phone before,
you
sir?
You better talk quick.
Ahoy!
Hey, what's going on? Frank, it's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, guess what?
Guess what?
You won.
All right, man. I've been waiting for this for the longest, man.
You got four tickets to Disneyland California Adventure for our special blowout invasion on August 25th.
Oh, man, it's 26th, my birthday.
Awesome.
Nice. We'll celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
What do you look like? What do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity? So when we see you, we'll recognize you when you're out there.
I mean, I can't think of his name. B.D. Williams. There you go.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's what I've been told.
Wow, handsome.
All right. We'll look for you. Stay on hold, and we're going to hook you up with your ticket and three other tickets so you can invite all your friends. Awesome. All right. After all that truth, I don't know if I can handle any more truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I can't anymore. You're right. I can't. All right. So we're going to move on after we take a quick break. So keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Yes, it is National Joke Day today, so let's open up the phones for the ladies. You funny girls, call us up and tell us a joke. And if it's a funny joke, you're going to win a prize. And if it's not,
you'll
hear this.
I guess it's not funny.
Funny girls, 818-955-2955, call us up and tell us a joke. In the meantime, tomorrow's show, I didn't get around to talking about the relationship memorabilia, the stuff that still have in a box someplace that maybe your current has no idea that you kept. We'll get to that tomorrow at some point. Also, Crossing Streams is tomorrow. Heidi's going to go home and watch the Manti Te'o documentary that comes out today on Netflix about back in 2013 when a Notre Dame football player thought he was had a girlfriend at Stanford. Turns out that girl never existed. It was some guy he was talking to. He's going to report back on that, whether it's worth watching or not. Also, 20 and 22 tomorrow. One of my stories is going to be about a guy who gave a snake a set of robot legs.
But what? Snakes don't have legs.
Yeah. It's the coolest.
I can't wait. Make sure you have pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Full on video.
Ooh, video. Okay. As if snakes couldn't be scarier, now they could run after me.
No, it's not as creepy as I thought it would be.
Oh, super curious. Huh.
And since we did have the confessions today, but maybe you don't have like some extreme confession, maybe you just want to say something that is not going to be that popular. Mm. So like it's your inconvenient truth you want to tell everybody. It's like, no, come on. And maybe people are going to get upset, maybe offended by it. We'll do a little round of there. I said it tomorrow. If you got something riding your craw, you can get it out tomorrow.
There, I said it.
818-955-2955. If you are a funny girl and you got a joke for us, give us a call. You can win a prize.
You're a funny girl.
I also want to talk about themed weddings tomorrow. Have you been to a themed wedding? Did you have a themed wedding? Are they trashy? I mean, are all themes, no matter what the theme, is it kind of like, okay, it's a theme wedding. Perfect.
The people who jump out of an airplane and get married while they're...
Is that a theme?
Sailing down.
Falling?
I mean, I've fallen for...
We're having a gravity-themed wedding. We're all going to jump out of an airplane and hopefully live. Okay. All right, we got the girls calling up for jokes on National Joke Day. First one through was Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
All right, Lynn, tell us a good joke.
Okay, so there's a flea, like a flea from a dog. Mm-hmm. He's laying on the beach in Miami. He's sucking down Mai Tai, soaking up the sun. Another flea comes up, and he's shivering, like he's freezing. And the one flea that's been laying there sucking down Mai Tai says, "Hey, dude, why are you freezing?" He's like, "Well, I just got off a biker's mustache." And he's like, "Is that how you got here?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, let me tell you what you do. Next year, you go to the airport, you find the prettiest stewardess you can, you run up her legs, you crawl on her panties, and you got a nice warm ride to Miami." He says, "Okay, I'll try that." Next year comes around, same flea's laying there sucking down Mai Tai. The other flea comes up, he's shivering again. He said, "Dude, I thought I told you how to get here without freezing." He said, "I did what you said. I went to the airport. I found the prettiest stewardess I could. I ran up her legs, I crawled in her panties, and I still got off a biker's mustache."
That's a good one.
All right. You're a funny girl. You like it?
It was funny when I heard it 20 years ago, but whatever.
Well, just because you heard it, that just makes it not
okay,
funny.
All right, well. Mm-hmm.
And she's told it very well.
All right, I'm gonna give you tickets to see the Ultimate Eagles tribute, okay?
Awesome! Thank you so much.
Stay on hold.
Nicely told.
You got those tickets. I think we have two more pairs left, so some funny girls. You got a joke that can crack us up. So we're one for one. I think last time we did this, it was a disaster.
Okay.
I don't think there was one funny girl out there. Turns out we had one. All right. Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
Hello, Brian.
Brian, that's a strange name for a woman.
I got a joke about a woman.
Oh, okay. A joke about a woman. All right, here we go.
Yeah. A girl had a tattoo of a seashell around her belly button. And she told me that if I put my ear up to the seashell, I could smell the ocean.
I guess it's not.
Oh, it's sort of funny. No twist. Thank you.
I love it.
No, I think it goes. So I put my ear to her belly button. I looked her in the eye. I said, "Yeah, I can smell the ocean." And I turned over and looked with the other ear, and I was like, "Now I can smell it.
I can hear the ocean. Now I can smell it."
Yeah, because he was looking at her. He could hear it.
Yeah.
And then he put his other, and then now I can smell it. Okay,
wait. Got it.
It wasn't funny to begin with. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, funny girl. Let's hear it.
So my mom comes home from the grocery store the other day and tells my dad that cashier was such a bitch. And my dad goes, "Did you do self-checkout again?"
You're a funny girl.
You are a funny girl, Leah. So I'm going to give you a prize. Do you want to go see On the Border, that Ultimate Eagles tribute band?
Sure. When is that?
That's this Friday, August 19th, at the Outdoor Pavilion Amphitheater in Palos Verdes. Hooray!
Can I just get a t-shirt?
Sure. You can get a t-shirt and stay at home. That might be a tough call. All right, the next funny girl we have goes by the name of Tina. Vote. Write down your vote if Tina's going to be funny or not.
I say yes.
What about write down your vote?
No, sorry. I wrote down yes.
All right.
Yeah, I have a...
Hello, Tina.
Tina.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tina. All right, tell us a joke, funny girl.
Okay, I have a hillbilly joke. So two hillbillies come out of the mountain, come down to the little town, and go to a diner for some breakfast. And they're sitting there, and a lady across the way, she starts choking really bad. So one of the hillbillies goes over to her table, and he says, "Can you breathe?" And she shakes her head no. And he says, "Can you swallow?" And she shakes her head no. So he stands her up, and he pulls up her dress, and he pulls down her britches, and he licks her behind. And, of course, she's so startled, she throws up and, you know, chokes her. Whatever she was choking on comes out of her mouth, and he goes, "Huh, I always wonder how that Heimlich maneuver worked."
Heimlich maneuver.
Heiny.
Oh, Tina, I wrote down no. You said yes, Heidi.
Yeah.
I wrote down no. Turns out I was wrong.
I thought it was funny.
I'm sure you did, Tina. That's why you called, and that was your go-to. Mm-hmm. That's Tina's go-to joke.
Can you swallow?
I mean, yes. Yeah, her initial hillbilly was funny, but
yeah,
the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, the old Heinlich, and then and then Jordan edited it for the audience because you can't say Heinlich. Really, Jordan?
I mean,
come on now. The woman was choking.
The context of the pulling up the dress and everything is really what sold it.
Yeah, he's right.
It sold it to the FCC.
Yeah, got a little sleazy there.
Made a little graphic depiction. All right, hello. Andrea from Riverside, before you tell us your joke, funny or not. Andrea from Riverside.
I think she's funny.
All right.
I am a funny gal. Class Clown 2008.
All right, Class Clown 2008. Let's hear this joke, funny girl.
Okay, Heidi, no offense, okay? Don't hate me.
None taken. Don't worry about it.
Cool. Guy walks into a bar Tuesday night. Hey, bartender says, "Hey, pull me up a double." Bartender says, "Hey, what's wrong? Long face. Just found out my son is gay." "Oh, too bad, you know." Same guy comes back 2 days later. "Hey, pull me a double shot. Double it up." "Hey, man, what's wrong? Just seen you here a couple days ago." Guy goes, "No, I just found out my father's gay." "Oh, man, it's too bad, man." Same guy a couple days later, Friday night. "Triple me up, man, please." Bartender says, "Hey, man, long face again. What's going on? Third time this week. Anybody in your family like women?" Guy goes, "Yeah, my wife."
I say funny.
I just give you a funny thumbs up. Yeah. You're a funny girl. There we go.
Yeah.
Right. Way to support women, Heidi. Way to support.
Do you wanna get the on the border Ultimate Eagles tribute tickets?
I'll take a T-shirt if you guys have one.
Yes, we do. Stay on hold. I'm not gonna be able to give those away.
It's not for lack of effort.
Not for lack of effort.
They don't want to go to the journey to...
No.
The songbook?
The song boo?
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll notice I Sharpie edited that for you.
All right. It's Funny Girls. It's National Joke Day. Letting ladies tell us jokes, see if they're funny or not. And we have Pete on the phone. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can I tell a quick joke for those Eagles tickets?
All right, but it's a joke about a woman because you're.
It's
not
about a woman.
All right, okay.
Yeah, 90% women. What do you call a nurse with dirty knees?
What do you call a nurse with dirty knees?
Come on, Frank. Your mom was a nurse. Come on.
Come on, Frank. You got this.
What do you call a nurse with dirty knees? I have no idea.
Yeah, the head nurse.
Oh, I'm head so nurse. Disappointed in myself. Oh, oh man. Okay.
Funny girl.
All right, you want those Eagles tickets?
Yeah, I'll take them.
There you go. Thank you so much.
All right.
Stay on hold. Don't want Don Henley to get pissed off. It's actually not the Eagles. It's an On the Border Ultimate Eagles tribute. Settle down, Henley. Don't be suing us. All right, Syndra has a joke. Hello, Syndra.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Heidi. Family.
Hi, Syndra.
Hello.
Hi. So there's this man, and he's walking with his son, and they're walking in the park, and they see two dogs mating, and the son says, "Daddy, what are those two dogs doing?" And the dad says, "Well, son, they're making a puppy." So later that night, the husband and the wife were making love in their bedroom, and the boy walks in and said, "Daddy, what are you and Mommy doing?" And Daddy says, "Well, son, we're making a baby." And the son says, "Daddy, can you turn Mommy around and make a puppy instead?"
Yes, a doggy style joke.
I guess it's not.
Oh, the judges say it wasn't funny, Sandra. I'm sorry.
Really? That's not funny? Are you kidding? I wanted to go see the Eagles. Gosh darn it.
All right, I'll send you to see the Eagles anyway, because that isn't funny either.
Love you, Frank.
There you go. Stay at home.
Good job, Sandra.
I had the one pair left. I'm like, please take it. Awesome. So I'm out of all the On the Board of the Ultimate Eagles Woo-hoo. Tribute tickets. That's awesome.
Hooray!
All right, thank you. I guess it's all the funny girls calling in. Thought we could take it to the end of the show, but they realize how hard it is to win today. You got to be funny.
It's National Joke Day. Telling jokes is hard.
I mentioned that I'm going to talk about themed weddings tomorrow. I don't know if this couple got married on an island near Boston on Saturday.
Okay.
And it almost didn't happen because the bride was already at the venue, but the groom and groomsmen were waiting for the last ferry across when it broke down. So the cops had to come out with the cop boat
and then take him out. All of a sudden it was like, "I'm here! I'm the last one!"
Why, because you rode a ferry out there?
Yeah, I was so into joke mode that you sort of sounded like, "Yeah, they were waiting on the last ferry," and all of a sudden...
Ta-da!
Yeah.
The bride's like, "Give me a double shot."
I was in joke mode.
Not a man.
Why the long face?
My husband's okay.
Because I'm a horse, asshole.
You're a horse's what? Why the puckered face? Did you just eat a lemon? No, I'm a horse, asshole. Oh, man. Maybe I should just get into it now or just call it a day. I'll just themed weddings tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to need time for that. People are going to have crazy stories.
Yeah, the crazy theme that you went to, the theme that you would never go to, all that good stuff. Tomorrow's show, also have a question. Somebody asked me about, they have a question. They had a car accident and the reason behind the car accident. So who's at fault here?
Ooh.
And maybe it's a little F my life, since that guy's had a car accident, know who's at fault. And so maybe a little F my life tomorrow. Make everyone else feel better about their lives on a Wednesday. Who knows? Full jam-packed show tomorrow. So be sure and come back. And don't forget that we also have some Jeff Beck tickets for tomorrow as well. We'll have some more Disneyland 4-packs for you each hour, 7:20, 8:20, 9:20. And Little Johnny's Growing Pot is going to be up to $2,800 tomorrow at 7:45. I'm assuming we're going to have some more Robert Plant and Alison Krauss tickets. Even though it's Thursday night, maybe we won't have any tomorrow. I don't know. It's always a surprise when I come in. We'll see what's in the prize pants.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we'll have some more, though.
And come back tomorrow. That's going to be at the Greek Theater, by the way, which is a great place to see a show.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Come on.
Yeah, fantastic.
Are you going?
Thursdays are tough because I usually have to work pretty hard doing new music stuff. So I would
like to stay up here and go.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Long Beach is pretty far away.
You stay up here. Stay up here and go.
Stay where?
Burbank.
Like at the studio, I've done before?
Exactly.
No, that's a young man's game.
We got a couch right here. We got a couch right here in the studio.
That's a young man's game. That's true.
I don't want to be on that couch. I know what Johnny's done on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is time to apologize to those we have. One more joke?
Yeah. I said,
all right.
Why not?
Come on. Why not? She called in.
We got Laura has a joke. Hello, Laura.
Hey, guys. Okay, there's these two guys. They're on the separate ends of the city. One guy, he's walking a tightrope between the two highest buildings. The other guy, he's getting a BJ from a 95-year-old lady. What are they both thinking at the same time?
Don't look down.
Oh, God darn it.
Oh, Laura, you got to wake up pretty early in the morning.
I thought I was the only one in the world that had that joke. Darn it.
It's a good one, though.
Oh, well, I tried. Okay, I got another one. Real quick, one more. What did the banana say to the vibrator?
What did what?
The banana say to the vibrator. What are you shaking about? She's going to eat me.
Hey.
Oh, wow. D-Rag, too.
It's all right. She tried.
You got another one?
Balls to call.
Last one.
That's it. I can't think of one. Darn it.
Sorry, Laura. Thanks for calling, though. Steve's got a joke about a girl. One more?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Steve, you got a joke about a girl?
Yes. There's these three girls, a blonde, brunette, and redhead, and they go into the bar, and the bartender comes over to them and says, "Okay, brunette, what are you going to have?" And she says, "I'll have a BL." He's all, "What? Bud Light, duh." He's all, "Okay, redhead, what are you going to have?" "I'll have a CL." "Oh, okay. Yeah, a Coors Light, duh." "All right, Blondie, what are you going to have?" "I'll have a 15. He's all, "What? 7 and 7, duh."
Oh, look at that, Steve, saving the day. Thank you, Steve. I'm going to give you some tickets. We're going to see Jeff Beck.
No, I'm too old to go to concerts these days, actually.
Are you too old to wear t-shirts?
No.
All right. I'll send you a
t-shirt. Thank you.
Stay on hold, Steve. I'll send you a t-shirt. All right.
I got into a fight with my wife last night.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, she was upset I have no sense of direction. So I packed myself and...
You totally screwed it up, Johnny. Oh,
I packed my stuff up and... Right.
Oh, my God. I really wish you hadn't messed that up.
I know. Damn it.
It would have been funny if you messed it up.
It's all about delivery.
It is. Stuff up and right. All right. Let's apologize now before we have any more of that happen.
Yeah.
Gene Eaters, the Bible Belt, Trader Joe's, and climate models.
Wyoming, Peloton, KFC, and Hillbillies.
Tom Holland, Elvis Presley, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Conan O'Brien.
Woody Harrelson, Snoop Dogg, The Hulk, and Bela Lugosi.
Massage therapist, mother-in-laws, dive bars, and fairies.
Cool guys, hot aunts, old roller coasters, and ugly little pieces of ass babies. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best and safest car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank.
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
With another 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park up for grabs this hour.
This is Southern California's Rock Station.